I remember one time I turned down, I was like, I turned it down. I'm like, I'd rather go finish this book, or I'd rather finish this Netflix series, or eat dinner with Ari, or whatever, yeah. and just hang out, have like a fun conversation. So it was one night I was like, yeah, I should go home. And it was like a moment of weakness. And I was like, I want to get laid though.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a year ago. And I did, and I thought it out. I'm like, how is this going to go if I do it? I'll go like this, I'll go like that, I'll go like this, I'll go like that. And then I did it, and it went exactly that same way.
Wow.
And the feeling of like, how am I going to wake up feeling? I'm going to wake up feeling like, it wasn't really worth it. It wasn't really worth the 4 hours I put in hanging out and doing that. And it happened exactly like I thought. We hung out. The conversation was like, this is okay, but Middling. I could easily not be having this conversation.
Yeah.
Had sex. The sex was okay. And then I stayed up later than I wanted to. And then I got up the next day and like didn't really go like, oh, I'm glad I did that. I was just like, that could have easily, I could have imagined that and it would have felt, and like jerked off thinking about it.
Yeah.
And it would have felt just as good.
Wanting more.
Yeah. And in that moment, when I had that realization the next day, I was like, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to put myself in a position where I feel like I'm wasting my time.
Hello there. Welcome to late. Wait, what? Welcome to. Oh, Ari Shaffir's Together Tent. I am sitting in some sort of park outside Baltimore's Penn Station. On my way back to New York City. 3 weeks gone. 3 weeks gone. I headlined The Punchline in San Francisco. I shot an entire season of This Is Not Happening. And then I headlined Magoobies in Baltimore. And now back. Oh, man. Somebody's passing by. It's 85 degrees outside. The sun is out. Therefore, if you guys all know the law of sun's out, guns out, the sun is out. Henceforth, my guns are also out. I like people walking by me, staring at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, man. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man. I got my shirt off because I'm in Baltimore. I feel at home taking my shirt off here. I was with my friend Mike Stork, comedian, and he was like, he picked me up from the hotel, went to eat at Nelson's, I think. Barbecue, delicious. Pit beef. He's got his pit beef slider and pulled pork slider. Split them. Couldn't make my decision. He's like, what are you doing with your shirt off? And I was like, yeah, man, this feels at home in Maryland. This feels like rural Maryland. This feels like redneckery to the max. On today's episode, Nick Youssef is on. And we're going to talk about, abstinence. Nick, he's one of those guys like Chris D'Elia, the two of them. They were always my version of like people like when they were single, when they're dating, they're dating. They're monogamous. But when they're not dating, they unleash this power of dick on the city of Los Angeles and anywhere else they go. I mean, Nick has a capacity to pick up people. We were in San Jose. He picked up a lady from behind the counter at the hotel. Started talking to her. He's just good with girls. So, of recent, though, Nick has become abstinent. He's gotten tired, I guess, of the rigmarole of sex, and he's just said, fuck it, I'm done with it. I've thought about it for a long time. Oh, by the way, a couple of gigs. I got June 8th In Nashville, and that might be June 7th. Let me see. Yep, June 8th. In Nashville, at the Zanies. And then just added in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, my home club of the Comedy Store, June 23rd, in the main room, Ari Shaffir is doing his new hour, Ari Specht. The same hour I'll be doing at Edinburgh and Dublin in August. So come out. It's $10 tickets for 2 weeks, or for 12 days now. So the next 12 days, it's $10 tickets. Then it goes up to 20 once we sell like 200 tickets. So get those. It's my new hour. It's, if you went to see it in the Belly Room like 4 or 5 months ago, maybe don't come. It's going to be about 75% that hour. So, oh, get out of here, Tick. Ew. But if you didn't see that, or anybody else wants to come, fucking come on out. June 23rd in the main room of the Comedy Store. Tickets are at AriTheGreat.com right now. Smash bug. Do you think bugs feel pain? I mean, like, emotional pain. So Nick has forgotten. By the way, I have new tour shirts right now. The End of the Road shirt. Designed by Kevin Christie, who also designed my skateboard deck that I'm bringing back from LA to New York. Some guy on the shuttle to the airport was like, "Oh, what is that? A 300?" Talking about my deck, and I was like, "I don't know those terms. I really don't know those terms." This is not happening. Went great, by the way. Here's the standouts: Brian Regan killed, Kreischer killed, Bobby Lee destroyed. I'm trying to think who else. Sophia Alexandra. Who else fucking killed? Kreischer, Stanhope, Diaz, Simone, Brenda Zisi. Oh, all these people are crossing the street. So embarrassing. I gotta find a new place to do this. There's no area here. Oh well. Oh man, that guy looks like a fat Lemmy. Yeah, a bunch of people killed. I forget everybody's name now. Tom Papa destroyed. Rory Scoville. Anyway, it's going to be a great season. It's going to be a great season. Gastor Almonte. Joe List. So many people did good. Oh, Julian McCullough fucking killed. Anyway, it's going to be out in September. But until then, every Tuesday, a new This Is Not Happening stories on YouTube, the uncut versions. If you saw them on TV, forget that. Watch them on YouTube every Tuesday. The long form versions of all the stories. There's probably like two stories left that aren't any good on Tuesday, and the rest are all fucking killer. Two of my stories, my Chinese shit squats toilet story, I think the dog, maybe all three of my stories. Is that possible? No, one's come out. Anyway, let's get back to it. Episode 266, Abstinix. So Nick, okay, so for sure he unloaded himself on the city of Los Angeles all the time. But he got tired of it, I guess, and he said, fuck it, I'm not having sex anymore. So this is about that. He stopped having sex. I guess technically abstinence is when you don't masturbate either, but you better shut up with that shit. And we talked all about it. We talked about what it's like to not have sex after the first couple months, how it feels, the difference in the first week or two, and then on and on. I mean, if I don't get laid for like a week, I get really antsy. I get really antsy. I start getting like frustrated and curt with people. But then if it happened for like a month or two, maybe I wouldn't be as crazy about it. Maybe I'd be more calm about it. I gotta think that's probably the truth. And Nick said something to that effect too. I thought about going abstinent. I don't know if I've talked about it on here before, on Skeptic Tank before. But I thought about going abstinent. It's just hard. It's just hard for like a year. My friend Desiree, she was celibate. Celibate, that's the word. She was celibate, and the way she talked about it was like she didn't even think about sex. It wasn't even on her radar because she just didn't do it. the same way like Joe List or Nick Youssef or whomever, they won't think about going to bars because it's just not on their list. If everyone's going, they're like, oh, I might go. But they don't even think about it. It drops away from their mind. So I thought about it. Like, maybe I can concentrate on shit more. And also, maybe I can find, like, you know, real love that way. Get real deep into love with somebody if I'm not trying to get laid. But I've pussed out. Over the years, I've pussed out. Because every time I think about going to some city where I have some woman that I like to have sex with, I think, well, I'm not going to do that. You know? I'm not going to go to, you know, wherever, San Francisco, and not have sex. There's no way. I mean, I just can't. I've had it before, by the way, where I've had sex with people that I don't want to have sex with. They're gross. They're not my body type. They come over. I have no idea how to tell them no. And I just get pressured into it. I just get pressured into fucking when I'd rather not. I'd rather say, you know what? I don't want to do this. Can you please go home? But I can't do that. I guess women can say that. But maybe men can say it too. But I can't say it. It's just too... It's embarrassing. It's hard. So I don't do it. I just have sex anyway. Some woman came into my place in LA and it was just like, I didn't want to do it. But what are you going to say? Leave? So you do it. You do it anyway. Even though it's like, ugh, it's grossing me out. But wouldn't it be easier just to be like, nah, I got a girlfriend? I mean, it would be easier. Not once they're over there. I guess it's too late. But when a girl like hits on you online, you're not that interested. Instead of like maybe, or some girl that you've had sex with in the past. So it's hard to tell them no. The next, you know, you've done it 15 times over the last 5 years. It's hard to say no to somebody. They're like, why? So then, I mean, I could just say like, I got a girlfriend, I can't do it. People would understand that. I get that answer. When it's a girl I've had sex with who doesn't want to anymore, I've had that answer told to me before. I got a boyfriend now. And it's like, oh, okay, well, if you don't want to cheat, I might even put in a little more. Well, you shouldn't tell him. No, I can't. Well, all right. I understand. And then that's the end of it. Some lady's coming up here. She's talking to herself right now. I don't know if she's homeless or she's talking on a I'm not going to look. If she's talking on a... No, it's headphones. She's pretty worked up, though. She's pretty worked up. Anyway, so this episode is all about that. Nick Youssef has his album out today called 1982. It came out on Friday. Please pick it up. Go on iTunes and pick it up. 1982 by Nick Youssef. It's also available on Spotify and probably Pandora and Amazon Play and all those places. But in the meantime, if you want to purchase it, if you want to support a comic... For $5 or $10, whatever it is. It's not that much, especially if you got some cash. It's not that much. Where to give back? If you're like, oh, I enjoyed this episode, fucking pick up Nick's album. It's not even donate $10 to him. It's buy his album from him for $10. $10. Spend less than two cups of coffee. I have no idea how much coffee costs. So if you liked it, fucking hit him up. Buy it. 1982 on iTunes right now. Ow, fuck, balls. So yeah, so we talked all about abstinence and it was a fun episode. Alright, I think there's nothing else to say, you guys. I think we're ready to start the episode. I mean, could I do it? I could. I think it'll be just like the flip phone, where the first month or so, it'll be real hard. And then after that, yes, look over here. Yes, my guns are out. Why do you think? People gawking. Why do you think? Yes, because the sun is out. Ergo, when sun is out, guns must therefore too be out. Guys, I don't know if the Bonnaroo show is going to happen. Big J fucking pussed out. Dan Soder fucking pussed out. I'm going to go, you know, day after Nashville, but I don't know if the secret show is going to happen. Might have to wait till a year later. But if you're around Bonnaroo and want to smoke up, fucking, if you find me and light it up, let's smoke. I can't wait to go around Tent City and enjoy myself. I mean, that'd be a good place to be abstinent too. It is fun when you're always somebody with a girlfriend, you're out, and then they don't try to get laid at all. And I've never been the crazy try to get laid all the time guy. I've never been like, we gotta fuck like Mark Norman or Dove or certain people like that, where it's like, you know, they it's almost like they need it. And I don't want to be like, guys, we're hanging out. Let's go. Let's just hang out with everybody. And then Mark Norman, he's the worst. He'll just disappear. And it hurts him because he wants to hang out. No one appreciates a hang more than Mark Norman. Maybe Joe List. Oh, by the way, you guys got to listen to, speaking of abstinence, you got to listen to the last week's episode of Punch Drunk Sports, where Triple A lost to a bag of bets and he had to wear a beard. We glued a beard of hair onto him. A bit of what hair? A beard of pube hair. It's called Puberham Lincoln. Oh, it was ridiculous. He had a beard of pubes. Of my pubes for the whole episode. I shaved my pubes. It's all gone on the front, but on the sides, it's still those long ones. Looks strange. You guys, let's start the episode. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 266. Abstinix. With Nick Youssef. Get his album now, 1982. Starts now. I can't get no satisfaction. Yeah, it was pretty nice though, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, you can see the whole city out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, where is that? Is that like Pasadena?
I don't know. I feel like that's the where like kind of the Dodger Stadium is, you know, in that like ravine.
Yeah, down there.
Yeah. Maybe that is Chavez Ravine.
It's probably north, they call it NELA, Northeast LA. It's like Eagle Rock, Highland Park, Glassell Park, all that stuff.
Yeah. There is, I have been to places where you can look over. Whoa, look at those. Fucking eagles or vultures?
Where?
See them? Come this way. Step up and come here. See him on that branch?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That those left are like, one just flew up there. Those are big. Hawks?
Those are hawks, I think.
Damn.
That's how high up we are.
Oh, yeah.
Hawks are never chilling on, like, a parking meter on Sunset.
You ever see a bird of prey, like, kill something?
No. I want that, though.
I saw it at Sligo Creek Golf Course once in Maryland. I was putting on the putting range. Uh-huh. And, like, a hawk. I guess a hawk.
Yeah.
Came down and just grabbed onto a squirrel.
Yes.
And then sort of started picking him up and then like came down a little bit.
Yeah.
And then just like dug his talons in and then just eventually like kind of choked him down there.
Yeah.
And then flew off with him. He was struggling.
Fuck.
And then flew off with it. It was so cool.
Dude, imagine if we had to still get lunch that way.
Like killing something?
We had to go outside and be like, I gotta go find a fucking squirrel, dude. I'm starving.
Like Daryl from Walking Dead?
Yeah. We're so fortunate. I saw the first part of that a couple times where you see a hawk kind of flying and then sort of floating and then just like nosedive. And you're like, what?
What are you going to get?
Yeah. And then it just disappeared. I'm like, whatever. I mean, it had to have been worth it.
Yeah.
To like wait and then just nosedive down. It looks so cool when they
do that.
Were you
there when that guy fell off the Hyatt?
I was not born.
The Ondas? No, not the guy who jumped. The guy who fell off the balcony.
No. When?
There was construction for a while, so there was like a 10-foot high like with that green wooden barriers.
Right.
So you saw him fall all the way and then
you
it disappeared.
Saw it?
Yeah, you disappeared behind the green barrier.
Holy shit.
And I don't know if I heard the thud or imagined it, but there was in my head there was a thud of like
a
splatter.
I've seen that on Faces of Death a bunch of times.
Yeah.
That series that when we were teenagers, people used to be like, dude, it's really gruesome. Don't watch it while you're eating. And I have a strong stomach for that stuff. So I made sure to like eat spaghetti and meat sauce, like something that looked like intestines. What'd you eat during it? Spaghetti, like right into their faces.
Maggots, Mikey. You're eating maggots.
Yeah.
You know what movie that's from?
It's one of those 80s kids movies.
Get There.
Goonies.
No.
Stand By Me.
Don't just guess 80s movies.
You said Get There. That's how I'm getting there.
I know. Get There mentally, not just throw a bunch of guesses. Oh,
but that's how I get there. I just go this, maggots. No, not that. No.
You're eating maggots. It might not be Mikey either. Maggots. You're eating maggots.
So now the information's faulty. No,
most of it's true, though. I'm telling you what's wrong.
I have no idea.
Lost Boys.
Fuck. Not that I would have been. That would have even my
spaghetti, and then it was like maggots. You're eating maggots, and yeah. He looks down. And he's eating these maggots because he's got the fucking vampire blood in him. He's changing.
Oh yeah, yeah. That wouldn't have even been my 10th guess, but I was still like, damn it.
Yeah. No. I wonder how Lost Boys holds up.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not that great.
Also, a lot of those movies I saw when I was a teenager, and I'm like, this is great. I'm like, no, you fucking idiot 16-year-old. It was great for you.
Yeah, you're dumb. You
undeveloped moron.
Yeah, you hadn't seen a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Like, when I rewatched, like, Mallrats and Chasing Amy and those movies, after I was a teenager, I was like, yeah, they're all right.
Chasing Amy was okay. Mallrats was so time and place. It was so interesting and unique. And Mallrats 2?
Never even bothered. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It was just too far after, and I didn't want it to ruin the original Mallrats by association. So I'm like, I'm just not going to watch it.
It was fun. I had sex in the beginning.
Of the beginning of the movie?
Yeah, with Allie.
It's probably what made it fun.
No one was in there, and then she was like, and she hiked up her skirt.
Wow.
She sat on me for a little while. We were right near the door so we could see if anybody's opening
movie
the door.
Theater sex.
I've never done that before.
Fingered a girl in a Thai restaurant once.
In a Thai restaurant?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I saw a blowjob at the Dresden once. I came in.
What?
Going to meet my friend or brother. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, hey, did you guys? Like, oh, yeah, we saw it. And just under the table, just blowing this dude.
In
the
Dresden?
It was crazy. In the back. You know, not the room where, what's Sam play? What are they? What's that band?
I can't remember what they the old. The
Marty
old,
and.
Marty and Elaine?
Elaine, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was in the other room where you can still hear them.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's right there.
Wow.
Right.
Who cannot wait to at least get to the car? They're like, I need to suck your dick.
That's
in
New York
restaurant.
Shit. That's New York shit.
Why is that New York shit?
New York is so built on top of itself that there is no, there's no expectation of privacy, of private moments.
Yeah.
In L.A., you can duck behind a corner. Right. If you're walking on Sunset and you come across where Meltdown is, you know, you can go behind there, make out for a little bit.
Right.
There are no places like that in New York
where
you can be
public?
Completely alone in Manhattan. So you just, on the street corner, you just kiss.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's too many people, no one will notice.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, you see it, you're like, oh, look at that. And you just walk by. People are generally cool about it. They're like, yeah, stick your tongue down his throat or stick your tongue down her throat, you know? It's generally not that. People are just like, okay. But it's just like, you just ignore, you tune everyone out.
Yeah, you'd
and
have
so
to be,
then you end up getting a blowjob or blowing somebody.
You'd have to be doing something especially weird for someone to remember that an hour later. You're not going to remember like couple making out on street corner.
Right.
But oh, guy making out with nobody, like using it, you'd be like, that guy was nuts.
Doing the James Bond thing.
Yeah. I'll remember that one.
One time me and Jay, Big Jay, were walking and we're talking or whatever. And he goes, that was a real New York moment, huh? I'm like, what? He goes, the guy with the accordion in front of us?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, I once did have an accordion just walking around.
Which, and that is a New York moment.
What?
You not...
Not noticing.
Not noticing is a New York moment.
Yeah, for sure. Finger blasted in a Thai restaurant. Were you drunk?
No. It was just one of those, like, we were sitting at one of those low tables where, like, you you sit Indian style.
Uh-huh.
And the table came up to kind of your chest area, and there was, like, a not a tarp, a tablecloth tarp. So there was one kind of flowing over it and I was like, my hand was kind of on her leg. I was like, I could totally, she wasn't wearing underwear, wearing a skirt. I'm like, I could start playing with your clit a little bit. No one would notice. Cause while
she was into it.
Yeah. All we got to do is just look straight out. And then my hand slid up there and she wasn't stopping. She was like, ooh, she liked the exhibition public.
Yeah, good on her. Good on both of you.
Yeah. And then I just fucking slipped my hand in there and just fingered her for like a couple of minutes. And she started moaning. The second she started moaning a little loud, I was like, all right. The water's not that good.
Yeah, you want to get into it when you're doing something like that with a person or if a girl like starts like, like, you know, touching your D.
Yeah.
You know, on the outside, you want to like show them that they're doing a good job.
So yeah, that's the green light.
You can be like, oh, yeah. And it's like, quiet.
Yeah,
now.
You can't do too much.
Yeah.
I've never been like a public exhibitionist kind of person.
Me neither.
I get too...
Allie loved it.
Really?
Well, bathrooms. I remember that. What was that house where Moneypenny lived and all those guys lived in Bush?
Oh, yeah, on like Wilton or whatever.
Yeah, I think they named it something. Maybe it was at Midnight House. Not at Midnight.
The
Midnight Show.
Midnight Mansion?
Midnight Mansion?
That may be right. Midnight Mansion?
Yeah, they
right.
had parties there, and she was like, come to the bathroom with me. I was like, really? Even that, where you close the door, but it's like, people are waiting for the bathroom.
I did that at a party
they're
once.
They're going to see us coming out together.
Yeah. I did that at a party once where me and this girl were talking about, we're going to hook up later.
Yeah.
After we leave this party, but that was like hours from now, we're both drunk. And I was like, where? I've never been to this house. If you know, we're like, where can we hook up in here? And we were both at that level of drunk where she was like, I don't know, but I got to use the bathroom. And I was like, so do I. And then she's like, all right. And then the guy who was in there comes out and she walks in and kind of like looks over my shoulders and kind of gives me the nod. No one's in line. No one's in the hallway even. And I was like, we got at least a few minutes before anyone knows we're in here. So I go in, shut the door. We start making out. And the next thing you know, she's bent over the sink and we're fucking in this bathroom. Fucking full on
not
fucking.
Just like kissing. Wow.
No, full on fucking in the bathroom.
Condom or no condom?
Oh, no. What's a condom, dude? I don't even know what that word is.
I forgot.
For many years, I did not know what a condom was.
It's what you buy when you're doing better financially and you want to invest in real estate.
Sure. Yeah. In your own future. Yeah. So, yeah, I did not have money for a two-bedroom place to live, so I just didn't use one.
Yeah.
And then, so, yeah, we fucked in there for, like, 5 or 6 minutes or something like that, and I was like, let's finish later, like, originally planned. She's like, all right.
No
and
coming.
No, or did I? I don't remember. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And then someone knocks on the door, like, right as we were like, we should hurry up. And we're like, fuck, let's just cross our fingers that we don't know the person waiting because they're going to be like, you two. And then we're like, let's just...
Doors locked, two people walk out.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. So we're like, let's just wait a couple of minutes. Maybe they'll use another bathroom. It's like a big house, two-story house, balcony, the whole deal.
You're first in line. You're going to wait.
I know. And then and we just waited another couple minutes and we didn't hear a knock. We're like, I think we're good. And then we open the door, and it was just one of those polite people that didn't knock a bunch of times. And we're like, fuck, he's still there. He goes, everything okay? I was just like, she's feeling kind of under the weather. Or I made some excuse. And then she took like another minute and came out like was kind of drying her face off like she was sick or something like that. And we pretty much got away with it. I never heard about it for the rest of the night at the party.
My necklace is dripping.
Yeah. But like I could never be the guy that like could hook up in a public.
Can you imagine in an airplane bathroom?
That I don't know. I can barely fit in one.
Unless it's a private jet, which I've never been in. Have you?
No.
There's no way. Oh, forget about fitting. Yeah, fitting now.
Yeah.
But that comes from a time of like when we were like, excuse me, when I was like 20.
Right.
When it was like, oh, bathroom, there's enough room to like change if you wanted to.
What?
Oh, yeah, man. Bathrooms used to be plenty big enough. American Airlines now, you and I.
Can't stand upright.
Can't stand upright.
I cannot.
You have to tilt your head.
Yeah.
And then you can't, because sometimes it's curved side to like from left to right. Sometimes it's curved front to back.
Yeah, which is...
So to get to the toilet, you have to start crouching further and further down.
Yeah.
So then it's like, I literally can't pee here. Yeah. You're making me not...
Yeah, I'm like in a half squat, and then I can't, my elbows won't go far enough to undo my belt buckle.
Yeah.
So I got to tuck my arms in and undo it. I mean, so if I can't take my dick out to piss,
how are you gonna get two people?
How am I going to fuck someone?
It would have to be
and then the noise,
plane.
Like, here's the part I can't get around, which is
someone's waiting
me,
for you. They're going to see you. What?
Yeah,
what,
I get anxious, and then I can't, like, perform properly.
Correct.
Because I'm like, okay, what if someone barges in? Are we being too loud? Are we going to get in trouble? All those things are going on at one time. It's like, how do you, I guess if you just strictly get off on those three things, then you're like, this is the best part. For me, that's the worst part. I fucked in a coffee shop bathroom once.
Really?
Yeah, we're on a bar crawl and we needed to take a piss. And then
fucked.
We're like, well, let's not wait till we get to the next bar. Fucking restroom's going to be, the line's going to be crazy. Let's just stop in here. And then we went, no one was there. People sitting there fucking typing away at laptops. No line in the restroom. And then we're like, let's just fuck in the... It was just this girl I was seeing. Like, let's just fuck in this bathroom. And then we did it. I couldn't come, though.
Because it was too much.
Yeah, it was 10 minutes. I'm like, someone's gonna fucking...
Yeah, you keep thinking about that instead of the actual action
you're
doing.
Exactly. And then you can... I can't... I've never been that person.
You gotta really be able to tune out.
Yeah.
I think you used to have a joke about it a long time ago. About how, like... I did. It was me. But someone else... It was based on something somebody said once. About being able to, like... The idea is like, the plane's going down. Like, let's, you know, remember that like theory? Like, where the plane's going down, let's have sex one more time.
Yeah.
Where we go. And it's like, you can have sex on that?
Yeah.
And then it was like, with rape, it was like, I can't perform with candles lit in a bedroom alone. Like, how am I going to do it behind a bush?
I know.
There's no way.
Yeah. Yeah, you just get off on that aspect of it.
You just tune out so well.
Yeah. I can't, a plane's going down and you're like... I need to fuck one more time. It's like, fuck.
You had a boner in that situation?
Yeah. Like, you really love danger then. Like, yeah. If you go skydiving, you're rock hard. You're jerking off all the way down.
You ever see Weinbach's I Don't Dance video?
No.
It's pretty good. Natasha's in it, and Moshe, and Fahim.
Okay.
He's on a date.
Is it new?
No, it's a couple years old.
Okay.
But it's on Vimeo. It's like 20 minutes long. It's a short film. But, yeah, this girl's like, you want to dance? She goes, oh, I don't dance. She goes, oh, okay. You can. I just don't dance. And she goes and dances with Fahim.
Yeah.
And then they leave together.
All right.
Damn it. And so he's talking to his friends, Natasha and Moshe. And they're like, I bet you'd be good at dancing. He goes, oh, no, I am good at dancing. They're like, no, I mean, like, I bet you'd be good at dancing. He goes, no, I am. But I thought you said you can't dance. He goes, no, I can dance. I don't dance. And they're like, what do you mean? Why? He goes, I just don't dance. And then anyway, later he like goes to take lessons from Fahim. He's a dance instructor. And he's like, really bad. He goes, come on, man, you got to loosen up. And Fahim talks him into like, he's like, yeah, but if you don't take these lessons, I'm always going to be the guy that gets your girl.
Right.
He's like, fine, he can't do any loosen up. So Fahim goes to the bathroom. When he does, Brent just takes out all these crazy dance moves. Like, he knows how to dance.
Weird.
And then Fahim goes in and goes, you know, and he's like, spins, and like, he's like, whew. And Fahim's like, that was amazing. He turns around and he's like, oh no, you saw? And he goes, yeah. And then he looks down and he's got this giant boner. I mean, just giant.
That's
and
he goes, funny.
You gotta ignore that, man. Be the real you. Girls will like the real you.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's why he doesn't dance. I don't dance is the movie.
Yeah. Because he just will get rock hard.
He gets
hard.
Super rock hard.
That's funny. He's got to tape up. What'd you see?
I don't know. A branch fucking move hard like something's on it, but I don't see anything. That branch, you see
oh,
it?
Yeah. That's moving like...
Yeah, something's on that. That's not...
Intentionally.
That's not the wind.
No, that's like a coyote.
I ain't no
or
coyote.
Or a snake. No. The fuck is it?
Gopher? Yeah, something's on that.
Oh,
just
yeah.
That one branch?
It's like something camouflaged.
Want to go over there?
Maybe it is the wind.
No, just that one branch?
Yeah, because now it's still moving now.
Yeah, but now it's moving in a normal way, a normal windy way.
A normal way, as opposed to a normal animal chewing on it way.
Yeah, that.
What? Well, yeah. It could just be it's a loose branch just moving erratically because of the wind.
It's not moving with the rest of the branches, too.
Because the rest of the branches are firmly in the ground. Because
no,
I don't see an animal right there.
What?
Like, I don't see an animal messing with it.
Let's just...
Walk over there?
Well, just a little bit.
And it's the last podcast Ari ever did.
It was like 30 minutes
mauled to death by a bear.
I mean, there's a path right there-ish.
Yeah. I mean, what's the worst it could be? Those are famous last words, what I just said. We can't go now. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared. I was hoping you'd be like, yeah, let's go over there.
All right, let's go over there.
Give me, like, strength.
Let's go. Give me strength. Yeah, now we gotta see.
Oh, this is dusty.
Oh, shit.
This ground is not hard.
This is a fucking loose
ass dirt.
Yeah, man,
look at that.
What is it?
I don't know. Oh. This is very loose.
I mean, it's definitely moving weird, but there is not an animal attached to it.
There's a hole. Snake, there's a hole.
Oh, there's a lot of holes.
Dude,
luckily, this heavyweight raw denim is impenetrable when it comes to snake
fuck
bites.
Fuck this, man. Let's get out of here. I don't even expect that. Fuck this.
It's just look.
What?
So it's either something underground.
Yeah. See how it goes up?
Yeah. Something's like digging its way out of there. Oh, yeah, look. I see something.
What?
Like a little black. We got to get closer.
Okay.
It can't be anything that's going to like really hurt us.
Probably not.
I mean, say it's a snake. It's going to leap out and fucking...
Right here.
Yeah, something's fucking
it's
with the branch.
On. Something's chewing on it. You can hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely something. Wonder what it's doing. What if it just
it's
like...
eating it. You can
sucked
hear it eating
it down and then sucked this one down and they get closer.
We all start running.
And then we get sucked into the earth. Should we get closer?
Yeah. Here, you go first.
It's probably just going to run away, though.
It's underground, right?
Yeah. It's probably like eating... You think it's like a gopher? These look like gopher holes.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, there's too many for it to be snakes.
Yeah.
Gophers tend to dig, like, tons of holes.
You tend to dig tons of holes. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's underground. Oh, there's a big hole on the other side of it.
Yeah. This turned into a nature podcast. Yeah, it's probably just a gopher chewing on the branch. Should we pull the branch?
Yeah, go pull it.
What? I mean, there's not going to be an army of ravenous gophers that attack us.
Gopher. Yeah, on the other side of the branch, it's like a bigger hole, right?
Yeah. I wonder if it's like chewing on it.
You can hear it.
Yeah, it's definitely chewing on it. How did you notice that from way over there?
I'm a ninja. Ninjas are aware of their surroundings. What? What are you going to do?
So, I don't know. Should we... Well, is this shit, like, sharp or poisonous?
I don't think so. I mean, it's underground. Whatever it is, it's underground.
I mean, these things. What are these?
I don't know. Apparently, it's got some nutrients.
That's true. Yeah, you can hear its teeth chattering.
It's hiding from that fucking hawk. There's two hawks over there watching. The one hawk's gone.
They're, like, waiting. And now they're, like, these bigger animals are...
Should we just yank that out?
Yeah, probably. Oh. Whoa, it's
pulling it.
It's taking it. Not on my watch. I don't want it to, like, stab me, though.
Is he pulling back?
No. He probably ran away.
Series of tunnels.
I feel like I just took his food or some shit.
Oh, yeah, I was chewing it. Look at it. I'll stick it back in there. Give it to him. But that's so cool.
Yeah. See if he does anything.
Yeah, it was totally chewed up.
I guess it's like food.
Yeah.
We turn around, there's just like 80 gophers.
They're all snapping like this.
Yeah, wearing matching jackets.
Yusuf, come on, play.
They know our names.
Ow, fuck, my ankle.
It would have been cool if he pulled back.
Yeah, it would have. That's how they do in the horror movies. You pull a little bit, then it just yanks in.
Yeah. When you turn around, there's a guy with, like, a mask holding a machete.
Oh, this is really loose dirt.
It really is.
This gopher's got under here. Holding a machete, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, I was totally getting that.
Yeah, you know, you spotted that, like... I thought there was, like, a person over there. When you were like, what is that? And that was another edition of Two Grown Adults Fuck with a Gopher.
And by the way, anyone in the, like, the woods or something, like, who lives out in the country, they're like, yeah, man, it's a fucking gopher.
They're
what
like,
are you,
scared
are
you guys
of?
Idiots? You've never seen this?
It's not a frightening animal.
Yeah, we're like, there's all these holes in the ground. They're like, yeah, that's what happens out in nature.
They're called they're
animals
burrows.
Live in holes.
I came in here once, last time I was here in October. I came home, went up the front.
Yeah.
I got around, you know, like, there's a path in the porch. So I make the right, and I saw this, like, cat up there. I was like, what? And then it hit me. It was like, there's a stripe right down its back. I was like, oh, skunk. I was like, oh, skunk.
Yeah.
And I fucking bolted out, ran back to the street. Heart was beating so fucking fast. And I didn't have a iPhone. I just had my shitty fucking flip phone light, which is not really a light at all, you know?
Yeah.
And I was so scared, and I had to, like, wait. I couldn't see it come around.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually it left on its own. Maybe right when I bolted, it bolted too, but, like... I asked her, and she goes, oh, yeah, there's a couple skunks and raccoons live out there. So now every time late at night I come up those steps, I get so fucking frightened.
Because that smell sticks.
Yeah, it smells sticks. Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, fucking in public.
Oh, yeah. One time I did it at Dice's kids' bar mitzvah upstairs in the old...
Wow.
What was that thing for comedians? The clubhouse for comedians?
Clubhouse for the Friars?
Friars Club.
Oh, yeah.
And it was still in L.A.
So oh,
we
yeah.
had it there. So me and Allie were going upstairs. We went upstairs to, like, look around, you know?
Yeah.
Check out stuff. And we're up there, like, oh, hey. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Did it on a golf course in Maui.
In the golf course?
On, excuse me.
I mean, did people play through? Like, what?
No, late at night.
Oh, it was, like, during the day. I'm like, dude, how big was this golf course? Yeah, that's kind of cool. That's like...
Yeah, because a few days before, It was just me by myself there. And yeah. I was walking home from somewhere, dinner or late night somewhere, or maybe, I don't know, whatever it was. And I had to walk through a golf course to get to my hotel.
Yeah.
And I saw a fucking... No lights on, you know? Just Maui. It's just sunlights. I mean, not sunlights, moon and fucking stars.
Right.
And I went up to a green, and I was like, I'm going to go piss in a cup. I pissed in the fucking ninth hole.
Totally. You'd have to. Yeah.
Right into the cup. Got on there. I was like, hell yeah. I had so much golf that I'm like, yeah. It filled up and then went away as it soaked into the ground.
Right. And it would have been better if it stayed, and then the next day, the guy was taking... What the fuck? Yeah.
Just floated.
Like these golf course gophers strike again.
Yeah. Yeah, public sex is weird and hard. It's hard to compartmentalize.
When was the last time you had sex?
2 days ago. 2 nights ago.
I haven't had sex in 4 months.
Oh, yeah, you're trying to segue now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to handle it, but that's fair. Before the gopher thing, I was right on the border of handling it.
Right, yeah. I was like, we'll eventually get there.
Yeah.
But then it was rude. We acknowledged the segue.
Hawk went for one of these gophers?
Wait, what?
You think that other hawk, like, they're staring at this?
I mean, they have to be. There's probably some over there on that side. Yeah, maybe they're probably like, this is the area where we eat for, like, weeks.
Yeah.
If there's, like, tons of gophers. But you wonder if they figure it out. If they go, like, all right, there's a lot of shit coming from above. Let's move.
Yeah, or let's stay underground. Build a series of tunnels.
Yeah.
It's fucking Vietnamese little animals, huh? There's more to our culture than that.
Yeah.
Racist comedian says the Vietnamese people are all tunnel diggers.
Gopherist comedian.
Look at that bird. It's so beautiful and yellow.
I know. It's like we're in another state right now.
Wow. How yellow is that? That's a
like
parakeet.
We're in Southern California.
It's an amazing one.
We're in like Echo Park, Silver Lake. Like, and it's like it feels like we're in the fucking wilderness.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about it. You've become celibate.
Yeah. Celibacy, I was told, by the way, I think I told you this, is you don't have any orgasms whatsoever. Someone said that. Now, I don't know if that's true.
That's like those people who say being a vegetarian means you can't have honey. And you're like, that's up for debate.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, I'm not a lunatic, so
Vegan means you can't have honey.
Yeah, vegan is like no animal products whatsoever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not a lunatic, so I didn't...
You can't even have a jacket made out of bacon?
I know, that's fucking bullshit. This ham sweater is not... All right.
But normal celibate, which means you're not fucking.
Yeah, I'm abstinent.
I went once, try to go like a month. You ever do that? Try to go a month without masturbation?
Jeez, how'd that go?
It was okay. It was hard. But then it was like, and people were going, and I heard Rogan try to do it once too. And then people go like, well, did you have sex? And he's like, yeah. I was like, well, that's cheating. He goes, there's no cheating in a game I put on myself.
Yeah, where the rule is masturbation.
Yeah.
So how is it cheating?
Yeah, but it's like, well, you get to come. It makes it way easier. It's like, yes, that makes it easier.
Yeah. You know? The game was never don't come at all.
Well, it's like, no, I'm not going to have any more meat. It's like, well, you had salad, though. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to not eat.
Yeah, I still need food. Yeah. I still want to eat. Yeah, so, I mean, it was kind of accidental because...
Like Taylor?
No. Well, his, I think, was for 7 years or whatever it was.
Seven plus years.
Yeah. He just couldn't get laid.
No, first it was a year or two.
Because
he was hung up over a girl,
lovely Rachel. Right.
And then,
Rachel, yeah.
And then after 2 years, like kind of waiting for her, then it's like, well, now it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
So the next time I have sex, it's like a bigger thing.
Yeah.
You know? And then it became more of like a, then it became a streak and it was hard to break it. And then he tried a couple times and stuff happened.
Yeah.
So what happened with you?
And I think also for him, his sex drive went down. Because that's, I've noticed, started happening to me, not like way, way down, but... I just didn't want to meet girls on Tinder or any of those things.
Yeah.
It just felt like useless and a waste of time. So I was not doing that. And then I didn't want to like just have meaningless sex anymore.
You didn't want to.
Yeah. I just seemed, the idea of it was like I've been there, done that. Mm-hmm. There was a part of that. And then just the idea of it was kind of starting to become depressing, where it was just so like meaningless and like
what
empty.
What do you mean depressing?
Like just going over to some girl's house or yeah, and then just like I don't even really know her. I don't care to know her at all. I'm just like, we're just using each other for our bodies, and it's just there's no connection at all besides the physical. And for a long time that was like great, because you're like, yeah, I get to like fuck and like touch tits and ass and like, you know, do all this like awesome shit. But over the last like couple of years, that the appeal has started to just really go away. And I found myself not really like wanting a girlfriend per se, but just not that. I just didn't want, there were just two extremes. It's one is you get into a relationship where I'm like, I don't want that. Or you just have like meaningless sex. I'm like, well, maybe I can find a chick that's like cool where we can have a casual thing. But that always ends up someone catches feelings. And then the next thing you know, yeah, then you're like stuck.
It is hard. I remember trying to hook up with this girl that we already hooked up with. And then I was like, hey, I'm going to be in town. Like, we should hook up. She goes, I don't know, you know, just like, just hooking up and then leave. It's like, what's the point? I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because it's just boring. I'm like, what? She goes, don't you get bored of that? I was like, no.
Yeah.
But then like at some point later, I could see parts of it where like, call a girl, have her come over.
Yeah, that whole.
It's just like, well, there comes a time. Like, how old were you when you got laid first?
19.
Okay. Yeah. It's a little late, right?
A little bit. Yeah,
for sure. That's well into college, or what the equivalent of Lebanese college would be, I guess, bomb school. And, yeah, a lot of you guys go to trade school, so.
Right.
Bombs or plant bombs. I guess that's a focus, bomb planting. But
yeah, it was making, I think, first.
Yeah.
You got to learn the fundamentals.
That's the best. But, you know, everybody needs dentists. Not everybody can be a doctor.
Right.
Well, they're just saying, oh, yeah, 19 is late. I was 23, also late.
It's very late.
But I was into college. But I was religious Jewish for a couple of years in Israel. That wasn't even an option.
Right.
So really, my 23 is more like 21.
Yeah.
So for me, for a few years, and I mean like 10 or 12, way longer than it should have been, the thought was like, I have a chance to get laid. I've got to do this.
Yeah.
Because this is so new and so like, wait, what? It still almost comes to that time of you're like, after you have sex with your first person, mine was I was in love with, you know, I waited for the right girl.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I was like, I got a chance with this. I got to do it. I would leave my friends and go. And at some point, I started like at comedy festivals, I started going like, I'm not going to get laid during these festivals because I get to see these people I never get a chance to see.
Yeah.
So for me to like go hit on someone, and it's not even a sure thing.
Yeah.
Like that'd be the worst. Spending 5 hours talking to someone, trying to talk them into sex, not having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, and I didn't hang out with everybody.
Yeah, and you didn't even like the girl you were hanging out with. You just wanted to fuck.
Right. It wasn't like a Joe DeRosa falls in love.
Right.
On the road with a lot of these people.
It full on actual. He says I love
them.
No,
but he just really likes them. He really gets to know the person. He goes, they're really cool. We like each other.
Yeah.
And then you have sex, and that seems like awesome.
Yeah.
But it seems like me and you, maybe you, I don't know, tell me, got to the point where it's like you're not even seeing the person.
No, not at all. Like, I'm usually an all or nothing. Yeah. Like, there's a few in-betweens where you're like, they're pretty cool, and we haven't established, like, this is just casual. Uh-huh. We hang out for whatever, an hour before and after. We hook up. That's all it ever is. There's no dates. There's no this. There's no that. It's just a physical thing, and we're cool with each other. You get that sometimes, but for the most part, it's like, this is purely, I come over at 2 or 3, or you come over, we fuck, and that's it.
And was that exciting for a while?
For most of my 20s,
yeah,
it was exciting. I'd been in a few relationships through my 20s, so obviously you take a break during that because you find someone like you care about enough to like be with.
Yeah,
and that was those were great too. But in between those relationships, I was like, I just want to like get laid and have time to focus on work and hang out with friends. And it was just like I would hear people say the same thing that girl told you. Like, doesn't that get boring or doesn't that feel empty?
Yeah.
And I've had guy friends say that too where I'm like, dude, what's wrong? Why would you not want to fuck this hot girl?
Yeah. What do you mean empty? What should it be? It's like a meal. How is it empty if I make it myself?
Right. And I never understood it. And for the first time in my life now, I get what they're saying. I still don't get how they felt that way that early on.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you didn't want to get out of your... There was nothing to get out of your system.
Yeah.
Like, I had a lot to get out of my system. And for the first time now, I'm like, I don't want to do it. Because it's a waste of time in the same sense that you're at a festival and you're like, I should hang out with my friends. I should do this instead. It's more meaningful. There's more to be gained. It's a better use of your time.
Yeah.
So, like, over the last, like, year or so, I've had, like, opportunities where I'm like, I could definitely get laid right now.
Yeah.
And I just say no. No, it's not an outright question. Like, hey, would you like to fuck me? Please come over and fuck.
But you know you're about two steps away from like
It's a phone number away or a text or two away from let's meet up
you
here.
You walk into my car?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I know what that means.
Yeah.
But you could be like, nah, it's right there. I'll just watch you. Make sure you're okay.
Yeah, totally. Or it's like you walk him to the car, like, you want to come over and have a drink? Mm-hmm. Or like you want to go get something to eat and it's like 2 something? You're like, I know where this could lead. Not guaranteed, but I know where it could. If I tried a little bit.
A little bit.
If she gave a few more signs. Yeah.
A little bit.
So I've been turning those down. Not that I'm being inundated with like, let's fuck requests or whatever.
Yeah.
But I've been turning those down because my new objective is to just do something new and interesting. Like, where can I gain new knowledge or gain a new experience?
Yeah.
And the idea of hooking up with a girl I barely know, I know how that's going to go.
Yeah,
the
sex will be,
pretty good. I'm like kind of a freak, so like good sex is hard to come by, you know?
It could be great. It could be bad. It could be okay.
It'll most likely be decent.
Yeah.
So
even if it could be good, this is what I finally realized when somebody goes, they weren't good at sex. They just mean like, oh no, we weren't compatible.
Yeah.
You're probably great. I'm probably great. We just didn't match up.
Yeah.
Well.
Your energies or rhythms or whatever were different. The few things that you like to get you off were not there, or at least not there yet. Sometimes like a one night stand or whatever can be okay. And then you fuck them like four or five more times and you're like, oh, we figured out what we like. We're a little more comfortable. But I remember one time I turned down, I was like, I turned it down. I'm like, I'd rather go finish this book, or I'd rather finish this Netflix series, or eat dinner with Ari, or whatever, and just hang out, have like a fun conversation. So it was one night I was like, yeah, I should go home. And it was like a moment of weakness. And I was like, I want to get laid though.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a year ago. And I did, and I thought it out. I'm like, how is this going to go if I do it? I'll go like this, I'll go like that, I'll go like this, I'll go like that. And then I did it, and it went exactly that same way.
Wow.
And the feeling of like, how am I going to wake up feeling? I'm going to wake up feeling like, that wasn't really worth it. It wasn't really worth the 4 hours I put in hanging out and doing that. And it happened exactly like I thought. We hung out. The conversation was like, this is okay, but I could easily not be having this conversation.
Yeah.
Had sex. The sex was okay. And then I stayed up later than I wanted to. And then I got up the next day and like didn't really go like, oh, I'm glad I did that. I was just like, that could have easily, I could have imagined that and it would have felt, and like jerked off thinking about it.
Yeah.
And it would have felt just as good.
Wanting more.
Yeah. And in that moment, when I had that realization the next day, I was like, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to put myself in a position where I feel like I'm wasting my time. And then it was a combination of that, not using hookup apps to make it easier.
Hookup apps change the game.
Yeah. They really
do. The problem with hookup apps is, in terms of like, you really want to get to know somebody, it's almost impossible with the idea of fear of missing out, where it's like, you go to the bathroom and they're arranging three dates while you're
right,
gone.
Right,
and
right.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When they go to the bathroom, you're looking at who else has been tweeting it. So how are we going to get lost? And this is just cell phones, my theory, cell phones in general.
Right.
Where like, if I'm bored at a bar or, you know, at a game or anywhere, music festival.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm on my phone, I can fill my blanks in until 30 minutes till my friends gets back.
Yeah.
You know, from the bathroom and getting a beer. I can fill in the time. If I'm not with my cell phone, you're going to have to look around.
Yeah.
And be like, have you seen them before? Aren't they great?
Yeah.
Maybe get into a conversation. Get to know somebody. With cell phones in general, you cannot.
Yeah, it shuts off that. It shuts off your the ability for your mind to wander.
To wander, yeah.
And lead to like new thoughts, or just thoughts that are kind of in there that you hadn't had in a while.
Yeah. You know?
If you're sitting, like, let's take a sports event, for example. You're sitting there and your friend goes to the bathroom. You could go into your phone and you could read about yesterday's game, or you could read about a plane crash that happened, or a million other things. And you do that, kills time pretty quickly. Yeah. Friend comes back, you move on. Or you sit there and you look around, maybe you have a conversation with someone, or you just sit there and look at your surroundings and you remember like a game you went to as a kid with like your uncle,
uh-huh,
or like a friend 10 years ago, or I saw a concert here once 8 years ago. That was a fucking great time. Oh, that band just put out a new album. I got to add that to my Spotify. A million things that are going on within the confines of your own mind.
You have to let it happen.
Yeah.
When you're on mushrooms, it's like, I didn't get visuals. Like, did you go away from the TV and stare at something for a while?
Right.
Because you have to do that. And then after 2 minutes, then the visuals come.
Yeah.
By the way, Shroom Fest is July 16th through the 18th this year.
Okay.
About two full moons away.
That's really how.
Yeah. Goes full moon in the summer.
Oh, that's what it's based on.
Moonlight on Saturday, Sunday, Monday in the summer.
Got it. I was wondering why you were using that as a unit of time measurement, but it's done during the full moon. Okay, got it.
Well, preferably during the full moon.
Okay. And you're going out to the desert? Where are you going to be for it?
I don't know yet. I think somewhere in the world, maybe Canada this year.
Oh, wow.
I've been in Canada. I was in Edinburgh last year for it.
Climbed up, that was probably cool, right?
Arthur's Seat. Watched the sunrise over the whole city. It was pretty great with my new eyes.
Wow.
My new LASIK eyes. It was pretty fucking great.
Oh, you got LASIK. That's right.
It was pretty glorious.
I watched the sunrise over. There's the Dead Crow Comedy Club. You ever done that? Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah, no, I heard it's great.
Yeah, it's really cool. Small, feels like a New York club, like low ceilings, tiny. But it's like a coastal city, and it's like beautiful there. And people are like, you have to go to whatever, it's something beach. And I'm like, yeah, I'll totally go. And then I'm like, and it was one of those moments too, where I'm like, I could try and find a girl to hook up with.
Well, I could see this amazing thing.
Or I could go to bed early, wake up at 5 a.m., drive the 15-minute drive to a beautiful beach and just watch the sunrise.
Yeah.
And I did that, and it fucking felt top to bottom, inside and out, awesome. And it was such a better use of my time than like waking up next to some girl I don't
know. Trying to get her to go in a nice, polite way. Yeah.
Or had she not stayed, I just would have slept in, because I stayed up till 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And I've been like, man, I missed that
sunrise. If you
want to
go to Disney, you got to go to sleep early.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like, that's just how you got to do it.
Yeah. And I was, dude, I was so glad I did it. And I still think about it, like, you know, once every couple of weeks, I'm just like, God, that fucking sunrise. I hadn't seen a sunrise in 10 years.
Especially out here, because you're on the warm coast for it. You see sunsets.
Yeah. Sunsets, yeah, you can totally do that. But yeah, the sun rising over an ocean is fucking crazy. It was so much better than hooking up with a random girl.
Yeah.
Something, if I told my 25-year-old self, he'd be like, you fucking faggot.
So how long has it been? 4 months now.
Yeah.
Now, I have this problem too, where it's like, if I'm hooking up with people, mm-hmm. I never end up seeing any of the, like, what I wanted to do was, I like to have this theory that like, the best conversation with a woman comes in between the first and second time you have sex, in a night, in the same night.
In between the,
so we fuck. Wait for an hour, hour and a half, you know?
Yeah.
And then we're going to have sex again.
Yeah.
But in that time, I don't want to fuck right now.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking for anything from you. I've already got the thing.
Yeah.
You're clearly open enough to be like, we're going to fuck. So there's no like, is this going to happen? Like, it just did happen.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, what kind of music are you? You can start talking about stuff. Oh, yeah. I saw the best concert last week. Ooh, I've heard about that. You can actually talk. But then more and more, I stopped having those conversations. And then the thing is, when I have options, I don't like desire to see that one woman again.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, that was fun. But then it's like, well, let me, now this other girl, and this other girl, this other girl. And then I'm like, I wonder what Jackie's doing.
Right, right.
You know, you're not left wanting.
Yeah.
Anyway, how has it been with you with women now? 4 months, right? You haven't had sex.
Yeah. I mean, it's just.
You go on dates?
No, I've not. I've never been a big go on dates guy.
Yeah.
So it's back when I used to drink, it would be like, let's meet up at a bar and have a drink or two and talk. And then like, if that was cool, a second date could be like dinner or something, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just, I was always like, keep it very casual, keep it light, kind of gauge the situation. Not drinking too, I'm sure has helped the 4 month thing.
Right.
I mean, for sure.
Yeah, you'd fall weakness to it.
Yeah. And I quit smoking cigarettes, and that, like, probably if I was still drinking.
How long ago?
108 days ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Junkie.
So yeah, that would have been probably more difficult, those two things. But, talking to girls has been like, I don't really want anything from them besides, and I've been always been good at having female friends.
Yeah.
But it's just been like, yeah, you're hot and that's great, but let's just talk about regular shit, and I'm not going to be flirty. I'm flirty by nature, but I think it's gone down a little bit because I'm...
Well, when you don't want anything from them, it's like, you ever talk to like Ingram's wife, I guess, now?
No.
Or someone, okay, someone...
Someone's wife, Eleanor, Tracy Renazizi.
Or Tracy, yeah, where it's like, there's zero desire for you sexually.
Right.
And it's just a real friendly conversation, just a friendship conversation. You know, you can talk about whatever.
Yeah.
Just the same way you would talk with a boy. When you like maybe sex, you know, or they have a boyfriend, but you don't know them at all.
Yeah.
Then it's like still maybe sex. You don't relate to them not an equal level, but on a, you know, personal level.
Yeah. Strictly platonic. Like you're filtering your thought when there's the possibility.
Will this be good for me getting laid?
Yeah. That's what I mean. You're filtering through the, is this going to help me possibly get laid?
Yeah, or hurt.
Yeah, yeah, help or hurt. What's going to help my odds here?
Yeah.
That's how you're having a conversation. Not fully, but, you know, it's 80-20, maybe. Yeah. There's this thing or two, an opinion or two. I found over the years when I was younger, the best way to get laid when you're just looking to get laid is to yes and, just like an improv.
Really?
Yeah. You just go with the flow. You don't disagree a lot. Maybe once or twice is fine. Because, like,
oh, come on.
Yeah. Some girls like that where they're like, oh, he's got his opinions. And that was very, like, you know, authoritative the way he's handled that or something. But for the most part, dude, you go with the flow. You agree. You never argue, like, politics or religion or anything
never argue
big.
Politics at all.
Yeah, ever. But I'm saying, if you're a political guy, yeah,
right.
You fucking leave that shit out when it comes to getting pussy. You leave it out.
Right.
Unless like you don't want to get laid, then start talking politics and bore the shit out of her. You leave all those big things out. If she's like, I really love Rihanna, and you're just like, oh, garbage pop music, but don't bother.
Yeah.
Do not bother.
Oh, really? What is her best song?
Yeah. Oh, cool. That's why my theory on why any guy is into astrology or knows any amount is because he went on a date with a girl that loved it. So he's like, I guess I'm learning about Pisces.
Yeah.
Guess I'm learning about where the fucking moon is.
So whenever, and it's almost always a woman. It really is.
Yeah.
Ask me, like, what's your sign? I'm like, no. Because here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell you it's Aquarius, and then you go, like, oh, I knew it because of this. And then I'm going to say, bullshit. So here's it. What's your sign? You tell me what you think it is.
That's what I do. Yeah.
And then I'll tell you how wrong you are. There's a 1 in 12 chance. Right. 1 in 12. Not that hard.
Right.
Not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't going to get it.
Yeah. But yeah, for a long time, and this is obviously not a black or white thing, but if I would argue the astrology thing, it would be kind of a turnoff to some girls. They would be like, well, I mean, I think it like means something. I guide my life by it to certain degrees. And then you're like almost insulting them. You can learn how to toe the line and be playful with it, but for the most part, it's like be agreeable and kind of interested.
Yeah.
And then it's like the next thing you know, they're calling you a good listener. You're open-minded. You're all these things.
In college, when I went on dates, I would just turn the conversation on them and be like, yeah. What's your major? And they're like, what about you? I'm like, English. But so how is science?
Yeah. And it's like a simple thing. And it's not, you're not really being.
But then you don't gain anything out of the conversation.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You're not like, okay, it's always related to like a man-on-man conversation.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you meet a guy and it's like, that guy was really interesting at a party. You're like, that guy was really cool, smart, dude. Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you probably won't like be friends with them, but you like them. Maybe if you run into them again, you'll become friends with them.
Yeah.
If you run into them again. But like, I want those conversations with women.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, it was just fun. It was just like, we just talked for a while.
Uh-huh.
Learned new things about life from each other.
Yeah.
You know? You rarely get that if you're just a yes-handing.
Yeah, and that's that over the years had become like kind of a problem because I don't want to be in conversations like that, female or male. Yeah. I don't want to like
how's
just
the weather,
be agreeable.
Kind of
yeah, it'd be like working in a fucking office where you're worried about the HR department coming down on you for making an inappropriate joke or getting into too many arguments.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in those situations with anybody.
Yeah.
So the people I call friends, I don't have that with. We argue, we say what we feel all the time and we're cool with it. I want the same thing with women as well. So putting yourself in a position where you're trying to get laid has a lot of that stuff where you're like, I'm not really talking with you. I'm just kind of saying what I need to and avoiding what I shouldn't to get laid.
You're in an acting scene almost.
Yeah. And a lot of times you're in an environment you don't want to be in. She's like, yeah, you're really cool. Let's go to this party or this really loud bar.
Let's
and you're
go
like,
dancing. You're like, I hate dancing.
So
now I have to do it?
Yeah. Now I'm listening to bullshit about astrology and all this stuff in a place I don't want to be.
What, pussycat dolls in the background?
Right. And paying for drinks that are $14 a piece.
Yeah.
All for maybe getting laid.
Probably with you.
Well, I don't know about that.
You and D'Elia, when you're single, like you're both pretty monogamous when you're not single.
Right.
Surprisingly, because when you're single, you unload yourself on the women of Los Angeles. I mean, it is a fucking plague. Plague of dick.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it's always been that way. You and D'Elia, it was always like, fuck, dude. Relax.
I don't think it's like that. It took me a while to get good with hitting on girls even.
Yeah.
Like I was a late bloomer. It took me a while to get confident.
Yeah.
To learn how to just like, I'm going to hit on a girl in a bar, not even after a comedy show where you're in your home turf and there's an icebreaker.
Yeah.
Where she
I think
comes
it's experience.
Up.
Like once you had killed your like fifth infidel, it's probably at that point. It's like, oh, I know who I am now.
Yeah. You're like, I can deal with people. I've learned how to deal with people.
Right.
But yeah, at first, I was just like, I didn't notice myself doing it. And then I'm like, I've not had sex in a while. And I don't really feel bad about it. and your mind kind of opens itself up to like different thoughts, and you concern yourself less with that, with the pursuit of having sex, and you have less thoughts in general about sex
because you're not doing it so much.
Yeah.
The way
I don't watch porn. I stopped watching porn a couple years ago, and I've seen maybe whatever a handful of videos or something over the last like couple. But it's not like I don't even think to do it. I just use memories.
No information. I used to do that. People are like, "Are you crazy?" I'm like, yeah. "What do you mean? That's how I started."
Right. Yeah. There was not always an internet with videos. Yeah. So it was a combination of all those things, like that. Just it. Your mind just kind of doesn't think about it as much. And maybe also, like, I'm 34 now.
Yeah.
Maybe your mind, your sex drive kind of takes a couple notches down.
Well, maybe. Sure, maybe. But also, I think maybe it's just if you're not doing... Like, when I played golf a lot, my mind would wander to golf all the time. You know, I pass a speed limit sign, say 70. I'm like, 70, okay, like two-thirds pitching wedge. You know,
right.
I'm thinking in those terms. Mm. What page is it on? One, you know, 185. Yeah. I'm like, okay, that's fucking... I can get there with a five, I think, but maybe.
That's
you know?
Funny.
Like,
yeah.
You just always think about that stuff. You walk through grass, you're like, this would be tough to hit through.
Yeah.
Instead of walking through grass and looking at the stars or whatever, it's like your mind is on the things that you do.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I think. So when it's getting laid a lot, it's you would think on one hand, it'd be like, I got laid, so I don't have to think about late, so I get it out of my system, you know, so I don't have to think about sex. The other hand, it's like you're just constantly doing it.
Yeah.
Which is maybe why married couples don't fuck as much.
What? What do you mean, how?
Because it's already set, so I can get it. So like, I don't have to like worry about getting it, so I don't have to do it.
Yeah, you're not that's thinking not like, good. Where's the next time?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think that's actually wrong. It's just about getting like bored and used to the same shit.
Yeah, and I guess your sex drive sort of goes down when you're in a relationship with the same person.
Because it's boring.
While. Yeah, you're used to it. It's not boring.
It's
you're
so
just,
same.
Like,
it's same all the time.
Yeah.
You're going to the same moves. Go down on you, go down on me. We go doggy style, go top.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. We're done. 18 minutes.
It just
minutes.
Becomes like...
Yeah.
I talked to Dr. Drew about this. I did Loveline.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Wait, no, I feel like I knew that. This was a couple months ago?
Yeah, I think when this show came out. Yeah,
okay, yeah, March. I remember that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty rad. And, he was like, women want... They think that... Men want what they want, and men think that women want what they want, but they both want different things.
Yeah.
Generally, obviously.
Yes.
But women like to discover new sexual positions and be like won over every time. With a man, it's like, no, I know how to come. Just do that. Just ride me from behind. Uh-huh. I'll be sitting down, my legs, my feet on the ground. You come in backwards.
Start it's to the jump, opposite?
And be done. It's like, there is no, let's find a new way. We already have the best way.
Uh-huh.
He goes, we have our favorite burger places. They're right, like, let's go to a burger. No. Internet's the best. It does the job.
Okay.
I don't want to fuck around and change. Whereas women are looking for like adventure.
I thought it would be the opposite.
Women want the exact same way?
No, that the dudes are like new, different, because we're so visual and
pussy,
horny.
But like, the same like format for sex with that
interesting.
Girl.
Interesting.
You do this perfectly. I like looking at your boobs. Touch. Yeah. Slap.
Bite, lick.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought it was the opposite. Like dudes would want that, and the girls would be like, I like the two or three different ways, and then I want to look in your eyes. You know, like that kind of thing.
I'm gonna look in your eyes.
Wow. I did not know it was the opposite. That's kind of good to know.
Yeah. So now you think about sex less, you're saying?
Yeah, a lot less. Like every few days or something, I'll go, oh, I should jerk off. You know what? That would actually feel pretty good. Like it's one of those like, I can do that.
If I haven't gotten laid for 5-6 days, I start getting uptight. I start getting cranky.
Right.
I start like, what? I got to fucking clear my balls. I got to clear my balls so I can concentrate back on work. And to me, though, actually, it does help with that.
Yeah,
if
for sure.
If I have someone come over, fuck, and they go, boom, now I can get to a solid work for 4 or 5 days straight.
Yeah, I've definitely had that too, where sometimes you're like, you know what? I need to just get laid. And then you call someone like a casual hookup friend or something. Yeah. And then you do that, and both of you are just like, oh, man, I really needed that.
Yeah,
fucking
exactly.
Me too. Hang out for an hour, go by your lives.
Yeah.
And there's not, like, those are the people, like, that I've done that with over the years. Because I'm not, like, a big, like, trick someone into getting laid.
Yeah.
It's like, if we both want the same thing, like, just a casual, no commitment, no attachment hookup thing, let's sign up for that. And then we do it, and it's fucking awesome.
That's what I was with Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like, she's like, we're just friends.
Yeah.
And then we do it. Yeah. And we still go see movies and stuff, and there's never been any sort of like, you're using me, I'm using you.
Yeah.
I saw her in Arkansas, Oklahoma.
Oh, really?
She was like, can I drive like 3 hours? It's not that far out here. I was like, that seems too far to drive. She was like, I haven't gotten laid at all. I was like, yeah, come on over.
That's awesome.
It's like, that's unfair of you not to have gotten laid. Like, you're a friend in need. I'll help you.
And help me at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, I don't know what to do with it now.
So do you, when you are talking to women now, are you finding yourself falling in love at all?
No, but I want like...
Developing crushes? No.
No, not really, because okay. I've always been pretty good at knowing like, oh, this is the kind of girl I want to hang out with, and like, and I kind of like her in that way. I have not really had any of that. I'm not like closing myself off to it. If anything, it's the opposite. Now I'm like, I've become that guy that's like, the next relationship I get in, it's going to be like one of those meaningful, like long-term things. Like, I don't want to just like date a girl for 2 months. Like, oh, she'd be a good like summer fling, or we'd be fun together for a little bit, knowing it has an expiration date. Because that's like fucking weird commitment shit I don't want to like do for the rest of my life.
Knowing it has an expiration date.
Yeah, where you go like, oh, this chick's a little like crazy, you know, like,
so I'll milk it till it becomes too much.
Yeah, and then I'm, and then I'll know like, whoa, she's really hard to deal with, or she has a drinking problem, or she's blah blah blah. I just don't want that. So it's a waste of time. But I just like, one of my fears is like, I wake up at 40, and I'm like that sad single dude who hasn't figured it out, like hasn't been in love in a decade, or hasn't like.
That's me.
No, because when was the last time you were in a relationship?
I mean, I'm in one now, but it's like, we don't even live in the same city. So it's not even like, it's not that real.
But so it's like an exclusive one?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I just know dudes that are just like afraid of that thing. They never like outright admit it.
A lot of the time it's guys that made that decision when they're 26. Mm. Like, I don't want that. And then they're still stuck on it at 45.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, God, you have to reevaluate. You're in a different position now than you were then.
Like, you know? If you're 40 something and you're like going to nightclubs and like dancing and hooking up with 22-year-olds and like you're dating them for 3 months at a time over and over and over, like, that's sad.
Like Marin?
No, isn't he married?
No, but he's a serial monogamist.
Right,
He just keeps trying to find these girlfriends that break his heart.
But he'll tend to date them for years.
Date them for a long time. Yeah, he's not the hookup type. But he's the same thing. It's like, dude. That's
the 3 month flings with girls that are 18 years younger. But some guys like that.
It's only sad from the outside, isn't it?
I mean, maybe a little bit of both. Because it's like, what?
Don't think some of those guys go home and go, yeah, that was great. Fucking 22-year-old, it was awesome. We had the best sex. She's so fun.
I mean, I guess maybe like that, maybe there's some of those dudes where that has not gotten tired. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't imagine 20 straight years of, yeah, that 22-year-old's body looked really good and felt really tight.
Yeah.
That's never going to get old? Like, there's no loneliness?
Well, I think
no,
that's
like,
all you do, but you got to mix in like a 34-year-old. Like, ugh, withered. And then when you get 22, you're like, oh, yeah.
Right. But I'm talking about like dating and having like a connection with someone where you're like, I want to like spend time with this person and like...
You want to talk to them.
Yeah, hang out with them, do stuff with them, and enjoy sex with them on that level. More than like the body's really good. There's something like...
I think the last person I did that was with Ashley.
Okay.
The artist.
Yeah.
Where it was like real connection, like real talks about shit.
Yeah.
And then also other stuff.
Yeah. And that's like... The sex becomes different when you do it that way. Like it's like good, but you're doing it with someone like you really care about.
It's hard to choke somebody you really care about too, though.
Not necessarily,
but yeah, it's harder.
I don't know.
It's hard to really demean them and spit in their face.
Right. Poor. I agree. But if you have, it's harder to come by for sure, but it's still doable.
Yeah.
Because you just know the difference between like what we do in the bedroom and when we're like watching a movie or walking through a park holding hands. It's different. Like, we can turn that on and off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And that too, that's really hard to find.
I think that's why those dating sites are there. Because... Okay, I feel like I've become spoiled by Los Angeles, where everyone here, Simone and I have these conversations all the time.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you want like a good woman. You know, he wants like a good Christian-y type woman, you know?
Right.
But also, you lived in LA long enough, you're what you value in a woman is looks. We're very not transparent. What's the word?
Superficial. Surface,
superficial city.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest one in America.
Yeah.
Maybe Miami.
Yeah, Miami's up there.
And so then you're like, I want this nine, looks wise, but I also want it to be cool, go to church with me,
right.
You know, and want a family. And it's like, oh, that's so rare that it's almost like doesn't exist.
Yeah, the crossover is very hard to find. Yeah.
So then it's like, you almost have to be like, no, find yourself a seven. Find yourself a 6.5.
Yeah. Because even an LA seven is still fucking hot.
Because then there's a chance that they're going to be cool in that way. But hot people, it's the same as like celebrity comics just aren't as good as non-celebrity comics.
Right, right.
The people that are hungry are just better.
Yeah. Yeah, you do get spoiled with the looks thing.
Yeah, and then you're like, I keep trying to find this hot woman who's also this amazing thing. You can't find it. But those dating sites, especially the ones where they give you all these questions, it's just an algorithm for love.
Right.
And they're like, oh no, they're into exactly what you're into.
Yeah.
Like, you ever see two like greaser kids dressed exactly the same way with fucking safety pins through their ears and fucking, and you're like, oh great, you two found each other.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You're into the same shit.
Yeah, they're meeting at those rock clubs where everyone looks alike. Yeah. And you're like, if you automatically, walking through those doors, anyone you talk to, you have four things in common.
Yeah, but even with those people, they don't fall in love with everybody else at that club.
Right, right,
only some of those people.
Right.
But like, you're already, but it's like when it's all, I don't know. I would think, though, the less you have sex, the more you could actually talk to a person and get to know the real them. Like, whenever Leslie Wolf used to ask for advice on boyfriends, I'm like, if you want them to like you, you cannot fuck for at least 3 dates.
Yeah, hold out.
Because they are coming for sex. That's what they're there for. If they get it, then they're done.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, while they're trying to get sex, if they find out that you're actually a cool person, then they're hooked. It's too late.
Yeah.
Then they're like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. And then when they get laid, it's, you know, they might still go away. That's all they ever wanted. But like, get to know you.
I've always been that way with a girl that I know. Where I'm like, oh, I think I could actually really like this girl. I will not try and have sex with her.
Really?
For like a few weeks or a month or
something.
Is that
what you did with the big glasses one?
Big glasses.
She might have been Nicole's friend.
Oh, no, I never hooked up with her.
Oh, really?
The one that moved to New York?
Mm. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because I was dating someone when I met her.
Oh.
And then once we broke up, she was moving to New York and it just didn't happen.
Oh.
But God, was she so cute and so cool. I still think about her sometimes.
Yeah, you ever meet a woman and you're like, wow, this is fucking...
I know.
Great. I want to... But then you like can't make it happen. You're like, well, this opportunity. I was so into it.
I know. Those are like... That feeling is just not... You don't get that a lot. And when you do, you're like, oh my God, I don't want to ruin this by trying to fuck you right away.
What do you do when a woman comes onto you now?
You
must have that sometimes where it's like, oh, you're pushing hard for it.
Yeah. I will just sidestep the advances or just like... Or just say, you know, you do what girls do usually when a guy's like throwing everything they have at them.
Yeah.
They either say they're dating someone, just say they're not interested, or they just change the subject over and over and over until you get the drift. And then you just kind of let it go.
Then they get it.
Yeah.
That you're doing the thing that they do for men. It's like, change the subject, say I have a boyfriend, or say I'm so glad we're good friends. Over and over again.
That whole thing. You're like, oh yeah, the girl I'm seeing really likes to go shop at blah, blah, blah. And then they go, oh, he's seeing somebody. But dude, it's even with girls. And people think it's guys are the pigs and guys don't care and are always trying to get laid. I've had girls go, I don't care if you have a girlfriend, or I don't care if you're seeing someone. Let's hook up.
Girls say that?
Yeah. I mean, not a lot, but I've definitely heard it before. And I'm like, and guys are the ones that are always painted as like you'll fuck anything. Doesn't matter if she's married or has this or has that. I mean, girls,
the idea that you're going to be a home wrecker if you fuck somebody who's married. It's like, oh no, that was a woman who's already ready to fuck and she's married. You don't wreck that home. That home is wrecked.
Yeah. 10 or 12 years ago or something. It was a long time ago. It was the only thing I remember about this girl, but she told me once that her type was guys with girlfriends. And I was like, damn, that is fucking sinister.
Yeah.
Like, you find out the dude has a chick, and then you're like, oh, I really want that guy now.
Wow. But she likes it. What could she do? She actually likes it more. It wasn't like, I'm going to go for that. It was like, that's what I'm into.
Yeah. So like, it's just like, it made the chase a little bit more difficult, and it validated
her
more.
My boss at work, his type was he was a pre-op tran.
Yeah.
By the way, fucking people call Caitlyn Jenner a hero. This guy, Sky Rowe, is a fucking pre-op transsexual woman inside a man's body.
Yeah.
25 years before Caitlyn Jenner in Washington, D.C.
Right. Fucking open about it.
Open about it. Uh-huh. I'm a woman.
Wow.
Yeah. And so his type was straight men.
Okay.
Because he's a woman.
Oh, right.
And,
with a dick.
But it's real hard to get a straight man who was willing to fuck a woman with a dick.
With
it,
yeah. That's crazy.
But that was his type. I mean, that's a hero. No one's putting him on the cover of Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
Okay, you know?
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? What were we just talking about? Why did I bring that up?
Oh, I said a girl whose type was guys.
Oh,
with,
yeah. So his type is straight men. It's like, that's, what can he do?
Like what you like, I guess.
Yeah, you like what you like.
But it just was so, it just seems so sinister. And so like, you need validation that bad that you know it's that much better because the guy cheated on his girlfriend with you.
Yeah.
It's like, just go find a single dude who thinks you're attractive. Like, why does he have to be taken? But yeah, girls are capable of that. But anyway, that's a side point. But yeah, I'll just like, if a girl I'm talking to is like, we should go out or we should hang out, I'll just sidestep it or go, yeah, that sounds great. We should. I'll do think of something during the day.
Let's get a group of people.
We should. Yeah, we'll go as a group or we should get lunch or coffee. Or something very
when,
light.
When you are hitting on a woman back before 4 months ago.
Yeah.
It's like, let's hang out. She goes, sure. It's like, come meet me at so-and-so. And you're like, oh, awesome. And then it's like four of the people were there. You're like, what?
You're like, what is, goes, I thought we were.
You wanted to hang out. So we're hanging out. Here's my friend Tim. Here's my friend Samantha. Here's
yeah.
my friend,
and like, two other males. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, you can sidestep. So that's what you do?
Yeah. I'll get around it. Or I'll like, you can play along, but then just don't follow up.
Right.
Be like, oh yeah, that'd be really fun. Exchange the numbers, get the situation out of your way, and then just don't call her.
Do you flirt now?
I still flirt.
Okay.
Because it's just fun. I've always been flirty.
Feel attractive too, right?
Yeah, you feel like you get a little bit pieces of validation and stuff. You're like, yeah,
that's
fun. When
a woman wants to hook up with you, there is a thing of like, it's almost like 2/3 of the way to sex in terms of what it fills the hole inside your body.
Totally.
I had a girlfriend, my first girlfriend, and I was in a Dewey Beach. It's an East Coast beach in Maryland, Delaware. But, and we were walking with this other girl. My girlfriend wasn't there that weekend. I was with my high school friends. And we're walking back from the bar. And past this lighthouse. And we tried the door and it was open.
Yeah.
So we went upstairs in this lighthouse. Fucking romantic as shit.
Yeah.
Sitting there talking for a while. Till it's a point it's almost like, come on already. Obviously you guys are going to make out.
Right.
I mean, it's like we're both wanting it so bad. Really short girl. I think she was like 5 feet tall. And like big boobs and like cute. And then it was like, I couldn't take it anymore. Neither one of us could take it anymore. And I just sort of leaned in, and she did too. And then I just stood up. I was like, all right, well, we should go.
No!
Yeah, and it was like as close as I could possibly get to cheating without doing any cheating. But just the knowing, like, we could have made out.
Yeah, it does
I
it for
I got
you.
That. There was, it did a lot for me.
Yeah.
It did a lot for me, emotionally, rather than just, like, sexually.
I think too with dating apps, people get that feeling, and then they're kind of okay with it. Like if you're texting,
it's just a match on Tinder. Cool. Yeah, I like someone who likes me.
That's
oh,
the
that
first
feels
piece.
Nice. I'm attractive. Mm-hmm.
Then you talk for a little bit, and if she starts telling you you're attractive and she wants to fuck, and you start dirty talking, you're kind of most of the way there.
A naked picture is the smallest form of sex.
Yeah.
When somebody sends you a naked picture that it's not a stock photo, but it's like with that day's paper.
Yeah, she's holding it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Do this thing for me. Have one boob in your mouth.
Like, right.
I'll take this.
Yeah, that feels just as good. And if you get those kind of semi-regularly when you're matching with a billion people on this thing because you're just clicking right on everybody, you feel pretty good. And you're like, I don't need to like waste my time and go meet up with this person and spend money on drinks and blah, blah, blah.
You already got it.
Yeah. And the next thing you know, you're like not meeting anyone and then you haven't had sex for 4 months.
Do you find yourself being able to do other stuff now or take care of other things in your life?
Like
More writing, more material.
Oh yeah, like
jogging. I get reading books. Whatever.
I get way more done.
Yeah,
I even wrote a bit about this whole thing because I was like, I should probably write about this, this not having sex for a few months thing. But yeah, you write more, you read more, you hang out with friends more, you sleep better because you're not up late, like at a bar with a girl, or just up late having sex or something like that. The quality of sleep. It's way
quality
better.
Of sleep.
Yeah. You're going to bed a little earlier and you wake up a little earlier and you sleep like you get good rest.
Yeah.
And quitting smoking too, by the way, really helped my sleep.
Oh yeah, sure, man. That's a real poison.
Yeah, it's crazy. That is one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Smoked a lot too.
Not really.
No?
No, I smoke like right around half a pack of cigarettes a day.
That's the normal, like, addicted to cigarettes.
Yeah, I think it's maybe average.
Yeah.
But I could also smoke.
Most people would say half a pack.
Yeah. I would go anywhere from zero to half a pack. It depends really on what I was doing, who I was hanging out with. But
yeah, stores are always a place to smoke.
Oh, yeah. That's most of my cigarette smoking.
Oh, yeah. I remember you getting asked about cigarettes. You're like, fuck you already. Enough. Get out of here. We're not even friends. You always ask me for cigarettes. We're not even friends.
Yeah. With not even a hello. Yeah. People would just walk up. Hey, give me a cigarette. I'm like, hey, how about hi? How are you, motherfucker?
Yeah, I would. The deal I had with Yorsi.
Yeah, I remember that. Where someone was telling that story last week.
Really?
Yeah, because they were like, they just said no to giving a cigarette to someone, and then it was David Taylor. He's like, you know what Ari used to do with Yorsi? They told him, and their mouth just like, their jaw dropped. They're like, he did what? And they're like, no, he was cool with it.
Yorsi
said
okay.
He always said okay multiple times, and they're like,
here's the deal.
All right, I guess it makes it better. But yeah, what a deal. What a deal that was, dude. And I tell you, once he asked me for one, and he goes, I'll let you call me the N-word. And I was like, dude, just take the cigarette. I don't need to call you.
It was such a good deal. It wasn't borrowing him, so I had to put some negative reinforcement in there. All right, then I got to drop an N-bomb on you.
But he got so used to it that he like, you can do it too. I'm like, dude, I don't need to just take the
cigarette.
It lost its
meaning. It really lost its meaning. Yeah. Dude, he did it one time at Fat Tuesday, the Black Night at the Comedy Store. So the patio is just packed with black people. And he's like, hey, Ari. Can I please have a cigarette now? And I was like, here you go, Yorsi.
That's really funny. Here you go, kind sir. Here's two cigarettes. Have a nice night. And then you politely walk away. That's pretty funny.
How long do you see it going?
I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know. It's one of those things where I'm not putting a end date or a deadline, and I'm just not thinking about it on a day-to-day.
Yeah.
But it won't be with, like, just some random... It won't be a one-night stand. It won't be...
In a moment of weakness?
No, because I think that period of time I've passed, the moment of weakness, like, I can't stand this anymore.
What about this? What about this situation? The way, like,
is this an impossible scenario?
No. Okay. Remember that? When he was in Scotland?
When who did what?
Cater and Tiana were dating, and he was in Scotland.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What about this? You're traveling somewhere. You're in Thailand. That's a bad example. That's too ladyboy-centric. But, like, you're in... You know,
Prague.
Yeah, sure.
The most beautiful Eastern European women are.
Yeah, okay. And you find yourself out, you know, you go on this tour or something, somebody there with you, you're talking, and you just have this magical 2 days.
Okay.
You know, and then you're both going to go your own way in another day or two. And it's just like, in a situation like that, you really do like them. I mean, they're just like fun. It's full of adventure too. So it takes on this like feeling of like part of the trip itself is the meeting this person. It's almost electric. Something like that is what I mean, a moment of weakness.
To be totally honest with you, I don't know what I do. And I also don't think of that as a moment of weakness because the circumstances are so different. Yeah. You hung out with this girl and you genuinely enjoyed each other's company. And you know you're heading half a world away.
Midnight in Paris.
And you're like, why not just like... You know, connect with each other on like a physical level. I think you're beautiful. I think you're great as a person. Let's do this.
I want your herpes.
I want your Prague herpes. I could see that happening. I'll give you a situation that's similar to that.
Okay.
I was in Houston.
Yeah.
And which is not Prague, so that's not similar. And I was talking to this girl, and she was married.
Yeah.
And she was in this stage of a relationship. She was so pretty. She was like Cuban and like something else. And she was just like, she's hot. She was like in her late 30s, but still had it together. Had a sexy accent, just curves in all the right places, just big, perfect tits, big round ass. I was just like, dude, you're so, used to be a gymnast. She was just like, her body was great and she had this sexy voice. And we're hanging out, we're talking. It was after one of the shows, and a bunch of us went out to a bar. And she had said a few times that she was married, but like her relationship to her husband was like distant, and they weren't sleeping together anymore. And she clearly wasn't happy. And we just spent like a long time talking. We got along, and she was cool. And I was like, I think I could get laid out of this. And we were talking back at the hotel downstairs. It was like a bar restaurant there. And I go, hey, it's getting cold and the restaurant is closing. Why don't we go into the lobby or maybe up to my room and hang out there? And she goes, sure. We go up to like the lobby area. And I go, you want to just go up to my room? There's like these drunk people. hanging out there. And she goes, yeah. Didn't even go, I don't know about it. Just, yeah. And I was like,
she already wanted to.
Yeah. And I was like, am I going to? And I was like, trying not to think about it, because I'm like, I don't want to fuck a married woman, but I'm going to have a difficult time with this. Even though in my mind, I'm still pulling her up literally to my bed.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there on the bed talking, and we're playing music and just talking about all these different things in life. And she leans in kind of close. We're already kind of half doing the half lay down with your hand on your head. And she goes, I need to go soon. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of late. She goes, it is, but I'm having a really hard time not jumping on top of you right now. And I was like, yeah. And that's all I said. I just didn't know what else to say. I was like, yeah. And she goes, I really want to. And I was like, I really want that too, but you're married, right? And she goes, yeah, but still. And I go, and I, these words coming out of my mouth.
She just wanted you to make a move. She just wanted you to lean in or something.
I think so. But,
or just go for it.
Yeah. These words coming out of my mouth the way they did, it was almost like another person was saying them. I was like, look, we had a really nice night talking. I think you're super cool, but you really need to think about this as a decision you want to make. Like, you're married. And she goes, she kind of, you see her snap out of it a little bit. And she goes, yeah, 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 you're right. You're right. I don't. And then she pulled back a little bit and just sat there. And then we sort of changed, forced the subject change for a minute about whatever song was playing on her phone.
Awkwardly talking about nothing.
And I was sitting there at that point, I couldn't even hear the song anymore. I was just repeating the words I just said to her. And I was like, did I just tell this woman not to hook up with me because she's married? And I was like, Nick, that's one of the most adult, responsible, thoughtful, respectful to her and yourself things you've ever said in your life. And then we talked for a few more minutes, and she leaned in to kind of give me a hug. And she was like, and she kind of had this look where she's like, God, you just really want to, but I can't. And I was like, just keep telling us you can't. You're right. You can't. We shouldn't. We should not. And then she got up and put her jacket on. I was like, you do have to give me a kind of long hug though. Yeah. Joking. And she did. And then she I watched her just walk out the door, and I sat back down on the bed, and I was like, I don't regret that. And I went to sleep, and I woke up the next morning for an early flight. And I was the first thing I thought of when I got up, and I was like, I'm so glad I did not hook up with that woman.
Yeah, there are times when you definitely feel like, why did I do that?
Yeah. It was so fucking close, dude. And I would have felt really shitty about it, let alone she comes down with a severe case of guilt and tells her husband. You know, easy it would have been to find me.
Yeah, everybody says that. You're just inviting trouble. I never hear about that, really. Those are stories from the movies more than life.
Maybe they are, but it's good to have that
the
fear.
The worst I ever hear is somebody calling you on the phone or Facebooking you. It's like, hey, right. You fucking asshole.
Right.
It's never he's going to find you and kill you. That's alarmist. That way of thinking is you've never heard of that.
I think
really
it's, yeah, it's probably very rare, but I mean, I don't know, dude. Those stories, I think, happen where guy, jealous, fit of rage, kills neighbor, kills friend.
Neighbor.
You know, or whatever.
Neighbor.
But I mean, dude, one day it could happen to a musician or a comedian that's been touring and then just hooks up with a woman.
Yeah,
and
you know what? You would think that you'd hear more.
You think, probably would have.
Comedians we know who are on the road hooking up with people in at least boyfriend-girlfriend relationships,
yeah,
or husband-wife situations.
But we've only really had, five to seven years of easy access to people.
Anybody we know.
Yeah.
Any of the comedians we've heard of. Even when we were door guys at the Comedy Store, hearing about older guys having that happen too.
Yeah, but I'm saying 10, 15, 20 years ago, it would have been really hard to find that comic.
Oh, right. Now we have easy access with 7 years.
How would you
All right, so for the last 7 years.
Yeah.
This is what people say, you can't fly with weed. I'm like, because of all the comics they've gotten caught with weed traveling.
Right.
How many of us travel with weed and you've never heard a story of any of us getting caught?
Right.
Come on, man. What are you talking about?
But then how many people have gotten caught and we're like, oh, I'm not going to tell anyone about that?
Who? Oh, you mean with sex?
The sex thing. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like you got punched in the face the next night at a comedy club. You're like, maybe I'll leave out that detail.
Yeah, that happened to Mike Young, but he didn't even do anything with that girl. They were just dancing
in a
club.
Yeah, that was a crazy story.
Yeah, so any proof that you would have it's like, that's not even didn't happen.
Right, right, right. But maybe that's why he told the story, because he's like, I wasn't even the bad guy.
Everybody was there. They didn't even left anywhere. They were just at the bar. Right. She called her boyfriend to come down to like look at this guy hitting
fucking
on me.
Fucking crazy. That story drives me crazy.
Yeah, the mafia guy.
But yeah, dude, like instances like that where I was like, I really feel like I've made some sort of a shift in life where I'm like, I don't want to just be a fucking sad, lonely dude just hooking up with girls to feel validated.
So you haven't put a time limit on it. I did that with this phone thing where I was like, let me see if I can go a year.
Oh yeah. How long has it been now?
Over a year.
Wow.
But let me see if I can go up a year is because after like 2 months, I was like, I gotta go back. Literal withdrawal symptoms.
Oh yeah.
You're having that, but hold on a second. And then after like 3 or 4 months, the withdrawal symptoms started to go away. Mm-hmm. Like when you quit smoking and you stop having the dreams about smoking cigarettes or carbs, you stop having the dreams about carbs.
Yeah.
You stop having withdrawal symptoms. And now it's like, I don't really even think about it.
Yeah, because you forget the other options.
Yeah, I get lost sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Or I need information. I'll have to ask a friend and they'll make fun of me.
You do that like, when you get in relationships too. You go like at first you're like I want to be in exclusive relationships. You're like, but what about the other girls that I could? Whenever
that too. What about if I go to so and so town?
Yeah,
and
then
I want to see them.
You just forget because you go like I prefer her. I prefer the girl I'm with.
Yeah.
And I kind of was doing that with this too. At first I was like, well, what if I have a moment of weakness or I get really horny? And I'm like, just go home and jerk off, or just like. Change the subject, or if a girl's like, hey, let's go hang out, immediately text her friend, be like, hey, you want to go grab a slice of pizza, and then just go do that
with the girl or someone
with like a friend,
right.
Yeah. So I did that like a few times, but then like,
oh, that's a good idea,
yeah, because again, it's like, it's I want to put myself in,
and then it gets easier,
it's way easier.
A 10-year AA guy has a lot easier most of the time, a lot easier time than a 2-day AA guy,
oh, for sure. Yeah, you're not like fucking jittery and thinking about booze all day. It just gets easier. And I remind myself like, I want to be in a place where I'm doing something new and interesting. And that comes with like where I'm traveling, material I'm writing, books I'm reading, music I'm listening to, people I'm hanging out with, people I'm having sex with, all of it. Like, yeah. I don't have time to like, not that I'm fucking 60, but I don't have time to waste. You know, like you blink and the year is gone. I don't want to spend it getting laid with people I don't care about.
Yeah.
I've done it.
It really is. Those music festivals, comedy festivals, it becomes like, this is a great hang for comics.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
None of us have responsibility tomorrow.
Right.
None of us have day jobs or meetings we have to go to. So this is the time to hang out, really enjoy each other's company.
That's what I'm going
to
do at Bridgetown.
You run away on that. You're going to Bridgetown?
Yeah.
I was going to, but I think I'm going to go to Governor's Ball instead.
It's in a couple, June 2nd.
Yeah.
I go.
That's cool. Yeah. That'd be fun as shit.
I think so. Yeah. I looked at the lineup. I go, I'm going to know 20 comics.
You're going to meet 20 more.
Yeah. We're going to hang out, eat food, walk around. It's just going to be fun.
Get some donuts.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm like not thinking about like, oh, am I going to meet some girls to hook up with? It just opens your trip up to so much more.
So do you think you might go like that forever? Desiree. You know Desiree?
Does that super? Yeah. Okay.
So she was celibate for a long time.
Oh no way!
I was like, really? And I've been thinking about it for maybe a couple of years of like trying to go a year without sex.
Wow.
To see what it would do, because I know the first, I know already with this phone and with other things, the first few weeks is different than the 36th week.
Yeah.
And so it'll open up when people go, I tried, it wasn't for me. It's like you didn't try it long enough to where you get used to it. You know, that's a different situation.
Yeah. Same thing with being sober. Like 3 or 4 months, not that it wasn't really difficult, but 3 or 4 months felt different than a year and a half.
Well, because your social life was based around bars still at 3 or 4 months in.
Right.
And a year and a half later, you're like, I haven't been to a bar in forever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a bit outside of like if I'm doing a comedy show or sometimes you go with people after a show.
Sure, with a group.
But it feels different than it did at 3 months in. I was just like, oh, I can't enjoy myself because I'm used to like ordering a drink with someone or having a buzz or whatever. But now it's like I don't even notice it.
I had that with stand-up when I moved to New York. So I do, you and I, we do, our group of people did more sets than most people in L.A.
For sure, yeah.
I was around 10 a week, 8 to 10 a week.
Yeah.
Most of L.A., I think, it's like 2 or 3.
Yeah, they would be like, God, I did four sets this week. I'm like, that you mean what? Tonight.
In a night. I had a couple four set nights and it was like, wow, congrats, man. But like, 8 to 10 a week.
My rule was double digits every week, no fail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I mean, back then though, with the open mics, it was not hard.
Yeah, I tried to get 5 a week and I would get 8 to 10.
Yeah.
But I was like, minimum has to be 5.
Yeah.
If it's not 5 that week, that's a fail week.
Right, right.
And then because of that, you would try to, I get 3 spots at the Ice House on a Saturday, it's just like start you off. But anyway, I got to New York and it was average of 2.5 a day.
Yeah.
And so then I got this weird feeling of like, it's too much. And then I was like, I wanted to say right away, like, this is too much. It's not. I'm not getting it out of it. And then I was like, no, wait it out. And then after like 2-3 months of that it became like, I just have to get used to the higher numbers.
That's the new norm. Yeah. Yeah.
And then if it's like I have 1 cent a night, I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, you're like, I didn't do any work tonight.
Failure. Yeah.
Yeah, if I go 2 or 3 days now without doing a set, which happens more, you allow yourself a little bit more now.
Yeah.
Because you've just been doing it longer. And I've become way more of a believer in, like, you got to put into your life in order to get interesting shit out of it.
Oh, yeah. Because
I talk about my life in stand-up. I don't just do absurdist,
random. It all becomes jokes about stand-up.
Exactly.
Come on the side.
Or topical stuff. So now I'll go, like, I have 3 days off or so. Like, I don't have spots for 3 days. I don't let myself freak out. I go, you know what? Go hang out with someone you haven't seen in a while. Go to a concert. Yeah. Go do something you don't normally
You can draw from.
Or sit and like write something for something else, you know?
Yeah, I do that with stand-up in New York now. Just now. Like, if I find myself with only 1 spot in a night, I'll just like, hey, cancel that. I'll do 3 tomorrow, 3 yesterday, and then tonight just completely off.
Yeah.
Let me fucking concentrate this. So I'm still getting 6 in 3 days.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, but, and I also have a night to like go to a concert.
Yeah, be a human.
Check out some fucking band.
Yeah, talk to people about stuff that's not comedy in a venue that's not comedy related.
Have you come in your pants yet? Have you had any wet dreams?
No, dude, I've never fucking had a wet dream in my life.
Me neither.
I feel like I'm getting gypped. Like, how do I make that happen?
It's derogatory towards gypsies.
I'd like to apologize to the gypsy community on behalf of...
I might have. I used to wet my bed, so if I had one, it would have been blended in with the wetting of the bed. Yeah.
I feel like maybe if you don't masturbate for a long time,
then it'll come out.
Then maybe you'll have a wet dream because your body's like, we got to get all this out of here.
Yeah.
I have no idea how it works. But if that's the case, I'll not jerk off for a month to have a wet dream. That'd be awesome.
Sure. It'd be pretty cool.
Because I never even have sex dreams.
That's like having sex on a holodeck suite. On a holodeck on Star Trek or like
one
of those things was like,
yeah.
The feeling was I had sex. Yeah. There was no one there.
Yeah. Yeah, I want one of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought maybe that would happen during this whole thing. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's been pretty good. And I have no fear of like the fear of missing out or the fear of like, there's no like sense of me that's like, I'm not getting validated as a man anymore. Like,
I guess it is that once you've had laid enough, we're like, I get it now.
Yeah. I've done it.
All sorts of different types. Good, bad. I get it.
I'm not missing out on any sort of sex of any type with any kind of.
Not too long ago where it was like somebody came over. I saw pictures of them, online. They were cute enough. They kept trying, and they came over, and it was like, nah, way grosser than I thought. But then it was like, then she fully said, like, do you think I'm chubby or something? And I was like, no. And then I was like, I got to have sex with you. Like, in my head, it was like, there's no way out of this.
You've come over to
my apartment.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to be like, I didn't know how to do it. This is when women were trying to, the feminists were trying to equate coercion to rape.
Right.
And then it's like, all these men were like, oh, then I've been raped tons of times. And they go, okay, then it doesn't count. Then I was wrong. It doesn't count. No coercion is rape.
Yeah.
It's only a female experience. And it was like, you're like, I got to do this. And I did it. And I felt so fucking awful. But less awful than having to tell someone I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah. That's what's frustrating about those things. It's like, you lied to me first. You put pictures up that weren't reflective of who you are now. Yeah. And then you show up and fucking strong arm me into telling you like a lie. Yeah, you're cute. But it's like, no, 7 years ago, you super cute. Now you're someone else's type. For sure you are.
It's just not mine.
Someone finds you beautiful. It's not this guy.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah,
if they had this secluded neighborhood and then the whole neighborhood got built up and there's big buildings all around it. Like, you can't still say secluded neighborhood.
Yeah. This is like a condominium complex or like a bunch of lofts. There's a Whole Foods here.
Yeah.
This isn't secluded.
Tinder is the biggest waste of time. It's just constantly checking to see if you match, checking and checking. It's like, gee, you're not even, maybe you get laid, maybe not. It's just the time waste of doing it all.
And on top of that, it's like you do match with people, you can have a back and forth for a while, and then all of a sudden they just stop responding. Or you just go, I'm not interested. And that is a waste of time. So you can have conversations with three different people over the period of like 3-4 days, a week, and then you never meet up, and you're like, I just wasted all that time.
All that time wasted.
Yeah, I could have written material. I could have read a book. I could have done all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
But it just feels better without it, dude. Yeah. It just does. And I'll have sex again.
I'm interested to see if what had happened in a year or two.
Yeah.
If your sex drive goes down completely through lack of use, like when they talk about Game of Thrones, you watch that?
Yeah.
Where they said like once they started putting chains on dragons, they became the size of cats.
Yeah.
Because they didn't need to be. They didn't have the use for it all. Kind of like how salmon that are farm raised aren't pink. They have to add pink color to them.
Yeah.
But wild salmon are pink.
Right. And they're more marbled.
I wonder if your sex drive will go down so much like David Taylor's did.
Yeah.
Where he didn't even think about it. He barely even beat off towards the end. And now it's come back again. It's been rejuvenated, but like a dormant volcano. I wonder if it'll go down that much, but also I wonder if you'll start to like really fall in love with people. What's up, Hormos?
Let's
talk about your... Well, go ahead.
I think so, because you'll just be more like open to it.
Yeah.
Because that's your intention going into like a conversation. Like, am I going to talk to this girl for a while? It's going to be for these reasons. It's not like, how do I get into her pants? Just yes and everything. Or,
well, it's like when you fall in love in college or high school, where you're just like friends with somebody after a while, and then you just develop feelings on your own.
Right.
Not trying to. It just does. Right. And your first kiss is like magical. Yeah. You're already feeling really strong about
it. So I will easily just let go. I will just be me fully. Yeah. And not withhold opinions and things like that, because that's not the goal. The goal isn't just to hook up. It's let's talk. Do we have an actual connection and have shared interests, or do we have healthy debates with one another? We can have different opinions and stuff. And if we do, great, let's go out. Let's get to know each other more, and then eventually get to where, you know, we're hooking up. And if not, if we are talking the very first night and like, yeah, she's cute, but like she's kind of dumb, or she's kind of this, or I don't like the way she, you know, treats other people. If you're at a restaurant, she's shitty to a waiter. Yeah. Shit like that. I'd be like, all right, that was cool.
Or like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Like, remember Natasha sometimes back then, let's say at least, she'd be rude to people and be like, she's fucking rude. And the next day you're like, I hope she's being cooler today. But if that was a guy friend, you'd just be like, I don't want to hang out with him anymore.
Yeah, you'd be like, that's a dick.
You would like forgive them the next time.
Yeah. But I would be like that with a girl because, again, the intention is not like, oh, but maybe I can get laid. I'd just be like, I'm no longer interested.
You ever see a guy, I want to become like just best friends with a girl. I can't even imagine, like, when you're both single, you ever see on stage someone like, and you guys are just friends, like they're talking
to you're like, it's impossible.
I'm sure he wants to fuck you, and then they're like, I would,
but I'll always go back and go, have you, even 5 years ago you met at a bar and you're like, we should never do this again? Have you ever held hands too long? Have you ever? And I'll go through every, and usually someone will go, I mean, we did that once like 8 years ago, but we were friends ever since. I'm like, there's always something.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, though, there's nothing.
But it would be interesting if you were just friends with someone from the opposite sex and you both had nobody else, but just never, like, we don't see each other that way. We're just really close.
Yeah. People do that.
Yeah, it's so weird, though.
People do. I have female friends that I've never even been, like, the idea of it, I'm like, wait, no, that's like a sister or a cousin.
Yeah.
It's like weird.
Tiana.
Yeah, people like that. I always find that it's girls that, like, are really good at getting on with guys, you know, they're kind of like dudes in a lot of ways, so like you don't think of them as really
as that
is very feminine, but like, you know, she loves sports, she calls you a dick, she'll punch you in the arm, like she's kind of like a dude in that way, and then after a while you forget that she's a girl. You know, you just think of her, that's Sarah, she's my friend.
If I meet them when they're dating, when they are dating someone, then I already write them off as a sexual,
that's a big help
in my head. And then even if they become single after that, I still have already written them off.
Yeah. You just stop seeing them that way after a while.
So then I can just see them as people. All right. So you got the CD coming out.
Yeah.
Second one.
First one was August 2014.
Yeah.
This one is May 27th, 2016.
Hold on. May 27th is a Friday.
It is a Friday.
They switched that shit up?
They switched it from Tuesdays to Fridays.
Why? Because people listen on weekends.
I think so. It was just like this industry-wide shift for new release days to be on Fridays, I guess. It's also now it's all digital.
Yeah, it used to be Tuesday because that was the record stores stay open late.
Yeah.
You get
yeah, Monday night at midnight, you go to a Tower Records.
Yeah.
But that hasn't been that way in fucking forever.
Yeah, so why are they still doing the old way?
Yeah.
It does seem like Friday's the way to go. People are off work. You can also listen to shit more.
Yeah. You're like, talk I'm going to get friends. Into this album over the weekend. Yeah. I don't have work. It's headphones all afternoon.
Yeah. What's it? So I'll put this out the next Monday, though.
Monday, what do you mean? Well, the pre-order is available right now.
Oh, you have a pre-order already?
Yeah.
Let's see when I put it up then. I'll figure it out.
When do you put out episodes on Monday?
Mondays-ish. But this one I only put out Thursday, so I was going to wait another full week before putting another one out. Well, we'll figure it out. This will be the next one I put up.
Okay.
But hey, what's it called? You can order it either way, either pre-order or a real order.
Yeah, pre-order or a regular order. It's called 1982.
1982, because that's the year you were born?
Yes.
Nailed it.
I wanted to call it 1989, but Taylor Swift probably would have sued or something.
If you were a female comedian, you would call it 1989. Yeah. If you were born 1989.
Well, I wanted to call it 1989 and then in very small parentheses, -7. But then I was like, still, I shouldn't. But I mean, most of the materials about stuff around my age group and like that have to do with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it kind of made sense in that way to call it that. But yeah, so it'll be digitally available on iTunes and then Spotify and all that bullshit like the day of the release. And then vinyl is not till like the end of summer.
Spotify, you can get it. You can go to Spotify and listen to it.
Spotify, Apple Music, yeah, Google Play, Amazon. Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, and iTunes would be the big three, I would say.
I wonder if paid records up on Spotify are better. iTunes and Apple Music is getting
Apple
big.
Music, yeah. It's like the Spotify.
You really don't have to download anymore, huh? To illegally download.
I haven't done it in
years.
It
has to be where like Black Keys, where they just won't put up a new album on Spotify. You're like,
yeah.
All right, well then.
It's like either buy it on iTunes or illegally.
But it's because Spotify is like, we're not paying enough. So then bands like that go, well, then we're not going to play ball with you. And then the consumer's like, oh, well, I'm not. I mean, I wish you could work out with Spotify, but I'm not paying. I don't pay for shit. So
you get fucked either way because either you get like pennies on the play or you get zero because the person illegally downloaded. Yeah. So it's like it's either deal is shitty.
Yeah.
Or the iTunes
making more, we're saying like we'll lose some people to illegal downloads, but most people will want it and say, okay, well we'll get it the other way. Not most people, but a lot higher percentage anyway.
There's probably like a small uptick in vinyl sales for bigger artists. And then the bigger artists still buy on iTunes. They want to own it.
Yeah. 1982.
Yeah.
And where'd you do it?
I recorded it at the San Francisco Punchline.
Just there last weekend.
Yeah. That's the fucking best club.
It's really
cool. First club that ever gave me road work.
Really?
Yeah. Outside of like the comedy store where it's kind of a given. You know, you just get sent there. Yeah. But I went up there and showcased and she was like, you're funny. I'm working you at this club.
Oh, that's great.
From opener all the way to headliner over the years.
Oh, wow.
She's the best.
Hell yeah.
She's the absolute best. But yeah, it's a great club. And there's a bit in there where I got first night I was there, first show.
Yeah.
A woman pulled me aside and goes, "You're a misogynist."
Really?
Yeah. And it was over the use of a couple of words. And if you can guess what they are, I'll be surprised because I don't think that there's fucking really anything misogynistic in there. But it's so San Francisco for that to have happened.
I'd said, have fun doing jokes about stuff, and I was like, talking about something. And it was like male privilege. And I was like, oh, this is where that shit was invented, huh? And everyone's like, nah. I was like, oh, all your mansplaining shit. You guys all invent that here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And the rest of the world gets it.
Yeah.
All that fucking, you need to care about stuff because you guys have life so fucking good.
Yeah.
You need something to invent, some problem.
Yeah.
Mansplainer, what are you talking about? What does that mean? You interrupted me. You interrupted me.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. Tell me.
Yeah, what's the term for that besides heckler?
It's also mansplaining. That's my new favorite thing is when a woman interrupts me, you go, mansplaining.
Why is that mansplaining?
Because when a man interrupts a woman, it's called mansplaining.
No, but what about when you said if a woman interrupted?
Yeah, I just co-op their lingo. it's about interruption, so then it's like, you're doing it to me. You're mansplaining me.
Yeah.
Saying no better than me. Hey, woman, maybe we wouldn't have to interrupt you if we couldn't tell where you were going fucking seven sentences out.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to say. My mind works faster than yours.
Yeah.
Not all women, just the dumb ones.
Yeah. The dumb ones who get drunk enough to heckle during a fucking comedy
Nobody
show.
Mansplains Justice Sotomayor. Mayor. She's smart as fuck.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to hear what she says.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great, Nick.
Thank you.
iTunes and wherever else. Your podcast is called Occasionally Awesome. It's Nick Youssef and Kevin Christie.
Yep. And then I feel like there was something else.
You can find you on Twitter at,
yeah, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all at NICKYOUSSEF.
Okay.
NickYousef.com for road gigs. Wait, this will come out Monday?
Probably a week from Monday.
A week from Monday. Okay. So, wait, so that'll be June?
May 30th.
Okay, so Portland, Oregon, I'll be at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival June 2nd through 6th. Jacksonville, Florida, June 9th through 11th at the Comedy Zone. And then Raleigh, North Carolina, June 16th through 18th. That's boom, 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 week after week after week.
You're in the right order. You say the city first.
I learned that from you.
Yeah, great. Yeah. What? What's that? Raleigh? I'm there. Where are you playing?
Yeah. Oh, I live in that city. I'd like to know more information.
You don't lose June. You don't lose...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to do it the opposite. I'd do date first, club, then city.
Yeah, June 16th through 17th, people are like, no, not paying attention. I'm at Wiley's, not paying attention. And Dayton, Ohio. Dayton, where?
Because even club narrows it down. But if you say improv, there's still 30 of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I do it city first, date, club.
Hell yeah. I've taught you well.
Yeah. So yeah, NickYousef.com for details on all that stuff.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Or suck my dick?
Sure.
Suck dicks?
Yeah.
Is that go celibacy?
All right.
Wait,
yeah.
Can you go down on a woman? That would be too tempting.
It would be pretty tempting. Yeah. Fuck, you're right. Can I? I've just been staying away from all of it. Yeah, I've just been jerking off. Thinking about girls I've already fucked.
Yeah. All right.
Joe, he ain't no Romeo. These thoughties come and go. What's he got? I don't know. Once I bought this tasty chick, I thought, nah, this is it. She said, I'm feeling sick. Well, life is rough for an adolescent tough, even when you're good looking like me. I wouldn't say no to a little bit of stuff. Nah, not many.
That's the episode, you guys. Did Thouist enjoy it? What do I have to get back to the train? What time is it? 12:40. Okay, I got it. 26 minutes. Perfect. I can stop by DD. Get something to eat. I've been eating a lot of just straight candy. Steve Simone bought me. He killed too. Bought me just a bag of fucking candy for This Is Not Happening, and I've been eating it. You can't wait to see my outfit for This Is Not Happening next year. Oh, it's great. So what's going to happen is, I'm pretty sure, is these YouTube videos, the every Tuesday YouTube videos, and by the way, we're releasing them earlier, so they should be up about 2 p.m. Eastern time, 2 or 3 p.m. Every week. So update, go to This Is Not Happening playlist, and you can see them. You can see them all. Right now there's 82 videos, probably another like 20, I think, left to go for this season. And then this season's going to roll, the YouTube season's going to roll right into next season. So it's just going to keep going. Man, that Brian Regan story was killer. Andrew WK was shockingly interesting. I mean, Brian Regan was like, I don't do this in my act. Like a lot of guys do. Like Jim Brewer, he was great. We tried to get him back on this year. Couldn't. He's promoting his new rock album. Rock album. And Regan was like, I don't do this in my act. I do jokes. I don't do stories. I'm like, all right. He's like, I'm not going to work this out. I was like, yeah, man, you're fucking Brian Regan. You do whatever the fuck you want to do, man. And then he destroyed. It was so fucking funny and interesting. God, and all these other comics were like, I can't believe Brian Regan's here. You guys have no idea how much of a hero that guy is to comedy. And it's not like we're clean comics. He's clean, but we're not clean. We just like him for his comedy, not for his clean. Kind of like the way like we like Bill Cosby for his comedy, not for his dirty. Nah, bad example. Anyway, what was I saying? I forgot. Well, don't forget, you guys. June 8th, Nashville. June 23rd, Los Angeles at the Comedy Store. Nashville on June 8th is at Zany's. Get tickets to both at AriTheGreat.com. Also, I just picked up dates in Chicago. They're not up yet, but they're coming in September. Where else? Tampa. Oh, I almost made it the whole year without playing Florida. Last whole special, no Florida. This special... sad to say, there's going to be a Florida date. Tampa Bay in I think, October. And then that'll be it for the end of the road tour. Austin, Texas. I'm taping my special October 19th through the 22nd. Tickets should be available now for that. Get tickets, make your plans, make it a destination. If I'm not hitting up your city, what better time to go than October 19th through the 22nd? But if you're in LA, come on out for that and tell some friends. Bring some friends, you guys. I need to fill that room. The people that are coming to watch my to see if they want to put my special on, all the different networks, they're coming too. So I really need to fill it up. All right. More people staring. No, sorry, man. Sorry. He can't decide whether or not he wants to come back and talk more. He sees the microphone. I said no to the light. Anyway, I guess that's it. I'm getting ready to go back to New York. I've been back in 3 weeks. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited. Fucking New York in the summer. I got all of June, most of July. And then I'm gone. Man, I can't wait for this fucking... this hour to be over. I can't wait for October to come. And be done with this, be done with the road. I like it. I like going on the road. Baltimore was interesting because it was Memorial Day weekend, and I already played Washington, D.C., so most of my fans weren't there. So I was back to where I was, like... 5 years ago, where it was about 10-15% of my fans. And there was a lot of black people in there. There was a lot of rednecks and a lot of Christians. And they weren't giving me anything. I mean, I had to earn it. The first show Friday was like pretty mediocre. I was getting by, I was resting on my laurels. And then the second show Friday, I just came out swinging. First show Saturday, swinging. Second show Saturday, swinging. I need those bad rooms. You got to do bad rooms. I was talking to Kylie Sparrow in Australia. We were talking about what makes a good comic. It's doing bad rooms. I used to think it was just going up a lot, but it's not just that. It's going up in negative situations where it'll test you. That's why when I go up at the Comedy Store, I call in for like late spots now because you can't do those fucking 10:30 shows when it's sold out. Expect to grow. You can grow a little bit, but not nearly as much as if you got to work for it, if nobody knows you're there. So this is a bad room. You know? And, well, whatever. Oh, shit. I fucked up. I said something I shouldn't have said. I mean, it wasn't a bad... No, that's not this part, by the way. It was a cool club. It was just Memorial Day, so it was like 130 people instead of 350. And they weren't on my side, and I liked it. I liked it. You got to have those things. I got to edit something out of here. Yeah, I'll edit it out of the outro. Fucked up. All right, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to use my Amazon link, please use my Amazon link at arithegreat.com to do all of your Amazon shopping. That'll help support the podcast. It'll help me pay guys like Nick the $100 an episode that I pay them to do this podcast, to take the time out of their day. If you want to support them, you don't have to give them $100 like I do. Why not pick up Nick's album, 1982, on iTunes right now? Yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for tuning in. New York, I'm coming home. Bye, guys. See you next week. I'll have podcasts the next 2 weeks. So, sorry about the missed week, but not really sorry. I wanted to take it off. But next 2 weeks is being. Bye. Episode 266, Abstinix, over and out. What should I play out? I know. Enjoy this. This is probably what Nick goes through. This is probably what he has to go through. Being a fucking pussy killer. All right, I gotta go. I gotta get my train. 46, bye.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around. around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on the rug, drinking her wine, biding my time. We talked until two, and then she said, it's time for bed. She told me she worked in the morning and started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled off to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone, this bed had flown. So I lit a fire, isn't it good, Norwegian wood?